story. Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Friday, May 22nd, 2026. I am your embattled host. Not just surviving, but in many ways stronger and more effective than ever, thanks to you. You've seen the old Energizer ads, the bunny that just keeps going around beating the drum. Well, this bunny is powered by you, and you get all the credit. And I thank you and salute you all, but just don't forget this is an information war, and the horsepower of this machine taking on the globalist is all about you. So share those live feeds at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, on X at AJN Live and Real Alex Jones, and so many other great places like stations across the country. Woo, we got some big guests today. I'll tell you about coming up a little bit later. And we have got, I probably prepared 10 hours for this show. I went on a big 4 or 5 hour jag last night till midnight researching. And then I slept 4 hours and got back up and did it. And the crew, when I came in today, was like, you sent us hundreds of videos, hundreds and hundreds of articles on top of everything. How the hell are you going to cover this all? Now, like four people just grabbing the videos and printing all the articles. And I always print them because sometimes they change them or pull stuff out. So that's why I do this. But this is not a prop, these hundreds of news articles right here. How do I even begin here? I'm going to have to be really focused today because I know my biggest shortcoming is I do all this preparation and only cover 10% of what I get ready to cover on an average day, because we also cover other stuff that's breaking and have guests on calls and all the rest of it. But they've released the next tranche of UFO alien files, and there are just hundreds of thousands of pages. I mean, no one's counted it up yet. It's got to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions. There's all these files and reports and audio files and videos and cockpit gun footage, and most of it's, you know, F-18 chasing a weather balloon. You can see the damn weather balloon up in the jet stream, and they blow it up. But other stuff is 100% super advanced technology, and in some cases not of this world. So we're ferreting and beavering through that. We've got a lot on that coming up. Very interesting. But notice you got to see the Spielberg's movie, Disclosure, coming out next month. You've got all this hype coordinated. This is a psyop in general. But a psyop to try to control a narrative that they believe must be suppressed. So there's something bigger to this. We've talked a lot about that. We'll be getting into it in tomorrow's news today. It's so obvious. Bill Gates basically funded a brand new vaccine company that had magically been given the patent to COVID-19 years before they released it. That's all on record. And then he made massive billions off of that. He bought into it a few months before COVID was released. And now Big Pharma magically has their Ebola vaccine ready and approved, right on time with the biggest Ebola outbreak in history, they're saying, and magically with the total hysteria. And it's real. I mean, Alpha Gal and all this crap, they've loaded up weaponized ticks. Now the ticks are popping up in Australia. I mean, they're planting these things. They admit they're planting them. Now they've got their Lyme's disease vaccine approved and ready. Here it is. Magical. I mean, they don't even try to hide this crap. We got that. We've got contractor hired to pave over Charlie Kirk's murder scene. Reveals FBI and governor ordered it to be done immediately. Yeah, they were covering up, folks. It's official. So we're getting into that. We're getting into the economy, Trump, a Republican rebellion in Congress against him, and so much more on this live Friday transmission. Share those live feeds now like your lives depend on it, because it does at AlexJonesLive.com.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You found it, the tip of the spear. You found the broadcast that the bad guys hate above all others. I am going to do the very best job I can today because the news is just so over the top. Such a massive news day, and no news day is slow. We have obviously latest updates on the war in Iran and the devastation it's causing the economy, completely derailing the world recovery and the U.S. recovery, making the globalists so happy. You have now a Republican rebellion in the House and Senate at the highest levels against basically everything Trump's trying to do. So he got his revenge tour and did take out some bad neocons and rhinos, but also Massey and MTG. And his little victory lap with the Israelis wasn't very long-lived because now there's massive rebellions, and Representative Tim Burchett has erupted in fury over what's going on with the Republicans making deals with Democrats and shutting out the other Republicans. I'm sure Trump will probably target him next, say he's a traitor or something. Just absolute horse crap, but that's just the way it is. Also, Trump's making some good moves to stop election fraud, and the Democrats are calling it tyranny. It's not. People, well, that's a mixed bag. You said he might try to cancel the election using the Iran war, but now you're saying he's doing a good job going after fraud. I just call balls and strikes. And when he's saying, I may just stay in office and making all these weird noises and, you know, doing all these bizarre things, we have to then take him at his word. But I'm not saying he's planning that. I'm saying I'm watching that now. So I just call balls and strikes. And maybe I don't always call them exactly right, but I got a pretty good track record, better than most, leave it at that. And you got Minnesota fraud crackdown, feeding our future, leering centers, mastermind sentenced to over 41 years, 15 others arrested for scheme with at least $90 million stolen. Big Jeffrey Epstein case developments. We'll get to those things. Andrew Mondbotton, no longer the royal, he's been stripped of it. House of Windsor investigated over potential sex crimes. A man stuck on Epstein Island got thrown in a dungeon. That's confirmed. Now they got dungeons there. Who's running it? We'll get into that. The Pentagon just released a second massive tranche of UFO alien information. We're processing that. Already found a bunch of really interesting things, and also some just obvious crap like, oh, look, we shot down a UFO. Well, yeah, unidentified. It's a freaking weather balloon. Could even see the tail on it. It's up the jet stream. Yeah, it's going 100 miles an hour because the jet stream's going that fast. So just absolutely ridiculous. But a lot of it is very, very interesting. We'll be getting into all of that. Also, from Austin, Texas, to New York, to Chicago, to L.A., to Portland, to Dallas, to Detroit, just randomly, people are shooting up ambulances, they're shooting up fire trucks, police, just randomly shooting up citizens, and in almost every case when they arrest them, they're illegal aliens running around foaming at the mouth. And there's all this new video coming in where in New Mexico and Florida, where you'll have one illegal alien plow over a bunch of people and the cops are there. And while they're there, another one crashes into somebody. And all these crazy truck drivers, where they don't even have driver's license, they just give them commercial driver's license all over the country. These Democrat-funded NGOs do. They just give them to them, and the police pull people over at night with their lights off, and they don't speak English. They have to use translators on their phone, and they go, I don't know how to turn the lights on. You don't know how to turn the lights on an 18-wheeler, and you're out driving it. I mean, this is just bonker town. And I wasn't even thinking of covering that, but it just keeps popping up everywhere. Tom Homan has called for all of the CHLs of these people to be pulled. Absolutely. I mean, this is just federal judges blocking Trump's move in California to do that. I mean, they want to get everybody killed, folks. They just want chaos, Cloward and Piven, total insanity. And then there's this, okay? We know within a few days of Charlie Kirk being murdered, they came in and dug down into the ground several feet of concrete in the middle of the university and scooped it all out and re-poured concrete. Now, you don't do that unless you're covering something up. And the more we look at it, it does look like the microphone was exploding and that somehow it malfunctioned and only shot part up into the neck of the projectile, but the explosive charge to fire it blasted pieces down into the ground. And that's been the working theory forever. But the point is, you now have the contractor. We checked. It's him. I want to get him on the show, by the way, the producers. Saying, no, I was told hurry up by the FBI and the governor. Get that dug out now. I mean, you could put the FBI and the governor in front of a grand jury and ask them, why'd you need to dig 4 or 5 feet in the ground and excavate the whole thing and then pour concrete in? I mean, talk about guilty behavior. If they were smart, they'd just leave it, and so what if there's some fragments? You can just say it's something else, and oh, yeah, right, you don't know that. But to make sure they got fragments out of the asphalt concrete, they excavated it and said, hurry, get it out of here now! And I'm just going to say it now. All that behavior, running up, grabbing all the cameras, running off, don't look good, folks. And I was the first to break. 6 days in, and I was given this information, I asked these people, I said, why am I being given this? And they said, because won't you put this out? It's too dangerous. You're willing to do it, right? That's why I give you this stuff. I'm like, all right. These are very credible people that were in the meeting. I'm going to stop there. And Cash Patel, the president, the vice president, Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, they're all in there. And they've got information of foreign government involvement. They can't tell you. It's classified. And of accomplices, they were online saying, he'll be dead tomorrow. Watch this. At least 10 people. The whole trans cult. So they were definitely involved as decoys or at some level. And that's why I was saying it looks like it's a trans cult because they're so violent. They're saying they're going to kill him. And they're there cheering right when the gun goes off. Yay, there's the hero. I did it. Famous leftist activists. I shot him. He said, oh, I did that so the shooter could get away. You mean the decoy or the puppet? And then you got the family of Tyler Robinson saying he's been totally set up. We've talked to him, but they're scared to come on air. 8 of them that you see on the news, they all say Tyler did it. That's not true. Some of the audio's been played. I'll just stop right there. So I'll tell you what's dangerous for the family. It's not going public now. I mean, they think, well, I'm going to stop. The point is, we got the family, 8 of them, grandpa, grandma, dad, all of it. We've got them saying it's a lie and that he's basically mind controlled. You've got the contractor. In fact, we'll just cover this now. You've got the contractor saying, no, they told me hurry up and excavate it and get it out of there now. And then you've got Cash Patel at the meeting I was just telling you about yelling at Tulsi Gabbard saying, I'm in charge of domestic intelligence. I want Joe Kent to stop at the National Counterterrorism Center investigating this. Do not look into foreign involvement. And since then, Joe Kent's gone public. They've all talked about it. It's all been discussed. And right after Kirk was killed, we were obviously in contact with Joe Kent. I'll leave it at that. Because Harrison, a month before, said, I was told by someone very close to Kirk that he thinks Israel's about to kill him. Well, Tucker Carlson and others have confirmed that indeed he did tell them basically that. And so Kirk was calling me up saying, keep the pressure on. They want to go to full war with Iran back during Midnight Hammer. Keep putting pressure on the Epstein thing. It's the right thing to do, and it's going to kill the Republican Party in the midterms. Good job, Alex. So I knew when people were saying he texted them and said that or called them, I knew he called me. Later people released the text and all that and proved it. Remember, the Israel lobby was saying, oh, no, 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 that's all made up. And Israel came out with it a few days and said, we didn't kill Kirk. Netanyahu said that. And I was like, yeah, there's not evidence that Israel did it. There's evidence there's a cover-up. Well, now we've got almost all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle in. And so I got upset when Candace Owens, who I don't want to fight with and overall thinks a decent person, was having people on that clearly were verifiably frauds, putting out false stories that when they got tracked down would be fake, then discrediting the whole thing. And, of course, I've been vindicated on that. But this is a big deal. So the full video and the article is at alexjoneslive.com. Be sure and share that. Contractor hired to pave over Charlie Kirk's murder scene reveals FBI and governor ordered immediate excavation. Why? Why? Utah contractor Dan Merrill recently joined a podcast where he revealed the FBI and Utah Governor Spencer Cox ordered workers to excavate the area where conservative icon Charlie Kirk was murdered within days of assassination. Kirk was shot on Wednesday, and the government ordered the excavation and paver installation finished by Monday. Merrill explained when he got the call saying he received the bid to take care of the grounds where Kirk was killed. He just wanted to help because he felt bad about what happened. He was told by colleagues working on the project that nobody was to speak with the media because it was above their pay grade, and that the governor and the FBI said they want this done by Monday and we need it done. We're not asking questions. We'll play the clip here in a moment, but if he's just shot in the neck with 30-06 and the bullet's in him, doesn't go through magically, then why do you need to tear everything out, never preserve any of the crime scene, and get out of Dodge so fast? I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. So there's no doubt there's a cover-up. I mean, I have it from inside the cabinet meeting. Don't look at foreign involvement. You have them when Candace came out saying, I have the text messages that he was thinking Israel might come after him, and he was breaking with Israel. They were threatening him. And they said she was a liar, so she released him, and a bunch of other people released him, the text messages. They were proven to be true. And so he was getting ready. He was already starting to do it, speaking out about Israel trying to bully and control. He was a pro-Massey guy. And they said, hey, man, we've been funding this kid. They weren't his biggest funders, but they were one of the largest and let's say most long-term. And they said, we own this guy, 86's ass. And that's what happened. I mean, that's 99% chance on that. I mean, I don't see how you don't look at all this evidence and come back with that. Again, someone's shot in the neck. The bullet's in him, the autopsy says, or the surgeon said, never really an autopsy. The attending surgeon. And you've got to excavate it? Well, I mean, what the hell is that? Oklahoma City. Bombing. You had Ben Parton there within 3 days, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, saying, look, bombs blew up in the back. Those columns are blasted off perfectly with plastic explosives. Columns closer to the truck bomb weren't blown down. Even the outer casings weren't. He could do the equations of an ammonium nitrate. He couldn't do that. It would have to be, you know, a bomb 10 times that size, Parton estimated. And so they tore it all down and took it to a government landfill, dug a giant pit, ground up all the concrete pieces, and then poured hundreds and hundreds of trucks of concrete onto it so no one could ever forensically go investigate what was in it. That's the same thing. Hurry up and dig this out and get all this up. No one, get rid of the crime scene right now. Hurry, dig it out. Dig it out right now. That's like if somebody's walking down the street at midnight in a neighborhood and the cops are doing a patrol and the person's dressed in black, and they see a cop car, and they run. It's called probable cause. Cops, lights are on, woo, woo, woo. What, you know, guys jumping fences, everything else. A helicopter gets involved. Cops chase them down. And the guy's got a bag of stolen jewelry and guns. He just broke in two houses. The cops know when we get this guy, he's got a bag of meth or he just robbed somebody. And the people running this, the FBI, the Republican governor, all of them are acting like somebody where you walk through the beepers at Target or Walmart and it goes beep, 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 and you've got your cart of stuff you bought, but they know you probably slipped in some stuff. They go, hey, let me check that. And the person books, you know, they shoplifted. I mean, this is, I just want to tell the people that did this, you know, the globalist consortium, Israel and the black op groups here, you guys are really stupid. They never would have dug the stuff out. No one could ever prove forensically. Even people went and dug out some shrapnel or something from the exploding microphone weapon. They could have an apparatus down below him in the stage. I don't know, but you don't excavate something out unless you're covering something up. Just like Oklahoma City. They had armed guards around when they tore it down. Armed guards. This is in the news. I talked to local police as well. Like Don Browning, the head of the K-9 unit, Vietnam veteran, Marine, you name it, great guy. He's probably still alive. I'll get him on. Been on many years ago, several times. And the FBI came to his office and said, if you keep talking about all this stuff, we're going to kill you and your wife. Okay? Not good. He told him, F off. So, but I mean, they did kill Terrence Yakey and others. So I'm just telling you folks that this is bad. This is real bad. So, people want to know why I'm off the Trump train. I mean, this alone, I can't sign on to something like this. Even if Trump's getting a lot of good done, I'm going to support the good stuff that his cabinet's doing, and I'll support some good legislation. And I don't think Trump pulled the trigger on Kirk. I have no evidence of that. But, I mean, Israel's killed a bunch of European and U.S. journalists in the last couple of years over there in Lebanon and Gaza. One of them, like a month ago, they call her on her phone. They said, if you want your head still on your shoulders, you got 2 minutes to stop reporting and get out of there. She didn't leave. They dropped a JDAM on her ass. 500-pound bomb. 2 minutes later. You got 2 minutes to get in your car and leave, or you're dead. She didn't leave. JDAM. On her. Look it up. So if you think they won't do that, you're crazy. And now here's my deal. I've got the Democrat globalist arm, the Soros, Bloomberg arm, funding attacks, lawsuits, ongoing. They are absolutely evil, verifiably, certifiably more evil than Democrats from what we know. But that doesn't mean that Anakin Skywalker can't turn to the dark side. And I think we got a Darth Vader problem here. Either that or, you know, they replaced Trump with a clone. And I'm joking. That's the same old Donald Trump. We'll also get into this deputy head of CENTCOM. He's on Fox News, and he's looks like he's wearing a rubber mask. And it's totally viral, the top story, you know, on Instagram, X, you name it. And they got videos of him, you know, days before on Fox, and it's not there. And from what I know, it's shadows, and the guy's probably on Ozempic, because just in the last few months, it looks like he's lost about 20 pounds. And when you're on that stuff, it wrinkles your skin, and you have skin hanging down when you're, it's like a turkey gobbler. I mean, I remember my grandfather, my dad's dad didn't really, because he died younger, but, you know, I remember my grandfather looking at him, and, you know, he had like a gobbler, you know. I remember my great-grandmother, my mom's grandmother, Graham, great lady. We go see her every week in the nursing home, and she'd read poetry to me, like the Jabberwocky. And I mean, she had a big old turkey gobbler, and it looked like a skin mask because it was, you know, hanging down. I mean, that's what's getting old is here. But everybody's sure it's a clone. Well, I'll give you my take on it. But they don't need to clone this guy. It's the same voice, the same neocon, the same warmonger. So why do you replace somebody with a rubber mask actor or clone or, you know, all this crap when you've already got somebody that's a servant of the New World Order in Israel? I mean, I don't get it. And I'll also address, because it was viral again yesterday, I wasn't even looking for it, 2 million views, million views, 500,000 views, 80,000 views, 300,000 views. I'm just like, Edward, Jones is a clone. Jones is a clone. Jones is a clone. And it's emblematic of people not trusting anything in the system anymore, and I get that, but they don't have any depth or context. They know they're being lied to, so they start thinking the world's flat, Alex Jones isn't real. Well, let me tell you, if I'm a clone, I don't know it. I lost 70 pounds. I've gained about 10 back because I haven't been doing intermittent fasting as much. I'm about to do it again. I intend to go down even more. And when I look like Governor Tarkin from Star Wars with the, you know, cheeks and all the rest of it, because I look good when I get down 200 pounds, I'm still at like 240 right now. So, sweethearts, I'm going down to 200 is my next goal, about to start in a couple weeks. So you guys are going to be like, who is this guy? He doesn't look like, he looks like an old bald head version of, you know, Gosling or something. Well, you'll see, because I look like I'm 20 again, but bald. So this doesn't look like Alex Jones. His eyes used to be brown, now they're blue. No retards. My eyes have always been blue. I'm not talking about the general audience, but the people that just like, you know, that just believe the most mindless crap. How could anybody? Did they have a cloning tank? And then another Alex Jones pops out, but he looks a lot different. And then he has the exact same voice, the exact same mannerisms, the exact same text. And, it, you know, it's crazy. It's called losing weight. But I'm going to get to all of it. It's very entertaining. But it also goes this mindset that's coming up. Now, I mentioned the contractor information. So let's go ahead and play that right now. Here it is.
Why do you think they excavated so much dirt? You think that they were trying to make sure they got any bullet fragments or anything that was in there?
I wasn't looking at it with that lens, dude.
Really?
I wasn't.
It didn't even cross your mind?
It didn't cross my mind. Here's the thing. You know, you were saying stuff on social media. Everybody's saying stuff on social media. And quite frankly, I had been, you know, I got so disheartened with social media because they just spin
right here.
Fear.
I went to this clip late, so it's going to get cut off at the break. So let's just come back with it so I can play it on one piece. Now, this guy, we looked him up. He is the contractor that had the job. And he's got balls doing this because they're probably going to come after me. I guarantee you the university is going to not give any more contracts. So the guy's got integrity right there. I want him on the show. I want this guy on the show. But we don't need to believe him. They did order it excavated in an expedited fashion. Why do you dig up the concrete asphalt area in the middle of the mall of the university? Why do you do that? I want answers. But, of course, you're not going to get them. And I'll tell the establishment again, you guys are getting really stupid. I mean, how obvious is that? That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm not trying to give you tips on doing bad stuff. But, my God, I can get into villain mode. You know, I'm not a villain, but I can, like, switch to villain mode. And I'm like, I tell you this, the public is lucky I didn't join Henry Kissinger when he offered me the job and others. Because they did try to get me to join them. And I would have been Darth Vader on your asses, but I'm not. I'll just sit here as a rebel and squat in the jungle fighting the enemy like a VC. I'm getting stronger while the system gets weaker. That's where I want to be, is with the people, not with the lords of darkness. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 trifecta iodine at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Collectives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back. Let me finish up with the Charlie Kirk situation. Then I'm going to shift into all the other news. But, I mean, this is just open and shut. Why would you come in and excavate out the entire area and pour new concrete in when it was all in perfect condition? We have the videos of it. And then that goes with ordering the cover-up of foreign involvement with the witnesses in the cabinet meeting, later confirmed mainstream media. The White House later confirmed it. Covering up the people saying he'll be dead tomorrow, a whole bunch of trans people as well, obviously in case they could fall back and actually say it was them. That's the cover story, the patsies. I talked to high-level TPUSA when I was investigating all this, and they said, no, Castratel told me that, yeah, we know as much people saying he'd be dead, you know, that day, that knew him, but we don't think we can get convictions of that. Still investigate him. Still drag their ass in front of grand juries. Nope. We've got our official story. And we're sticking to it. And you add to that the Epstein cover-up and the cover-up of Butler. Oh, no accomplices. Don't look at anything. On and on and on. This doesn't just stink. It's rotten. It's like you come back from a trip, you smell something rotten in the house, and you go, something's dead. and you look around, you poke around, you know something's dead, and you finally get where it's really stinking, it's an air conditioning vent, and you go up in it, and there's a dead, rotting possum in your air conditioning vent. That actually happened to me once. And you're like, you knew something was smelling, but now you found it. Now you know what it is. Big old rotting dead animal. And they're telling us, no, that's perfume. Oh, that's mom making buttermilk pancakes and bacon. I go, that'll smell like buttermilk pancakes and bacon to me. That smells like rotten meat. So stop pissing on me and telling me it's raining. And I'm just going to say this. If anything happens to me, we know the Democrats on open lines 8 months ago talked about using cartels to put bounties on myself and General Flynn and Trump's family and stuff. So they're suspects, but side suspects. I have to say, from action we've seen, it would be the Israel lobby allied with the globalist collaborators. If you know, Jones in a red light got carjacked and shot. Or Jones was found in a hotel dead of heroin overdose. I don't use illegal drugs. I don't take heroin. I don't stick needles in me. You know, it's a lie, okay? I'll never kill myself. I'm not violent. One of their favorite things, globalists, is to kill you and kill your family and say it's a murder-suicide. Whatever happens, the globalists and their old allied affiliated groups are the main suspects. Just want to get that out there. But it's like Virginia Giuffre and others saying, they're going to kill me. I'm never going to kill myself. All these other people. I've solved the anti-gravity. I have the information. They're threatening to kill me. Dead. NASA scientist. If I disappear, they kill me. Gone. So this is getting really, really serious. And I got a lot of enemies, Bill Gates and Big Pharma and the New World Order. But I just want it on record that I'm never killing myself. And I don't use drugs other than alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine. That's it. Other than like Advil once a month or something. So that's it. Well, I was deadlifting the other day and scraped my shin. So I did put some Neosporin on them a few days. Neosporin. That's it. Let's be clear. So here is the contractor confirmed. Being ordered to get that covered up as fast as possible in Utah.
Why do you think they excavated so much dirt? You think that they were trying to make sure they got any bullet fragments or anything that was in there?
I wasn't looking at it with that lens, dude.
Really?
I wasn't.
It didn't even cross your mind?
It didn't cross my mind. Here's the thing. You know, you were saying stuff on social media. Everybody's saying stuff on social media.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I had been, you know, I got so disheartened with social media because they just spin everything and they talk and fear mongering and hate sells. And I didn't want to see it. I knew there was videos out there right when I pulled into town when it happened. I Googled it and I saw the video from afar, right? Mm-hmm. Of Charlie getting shot. And I thought, man, I don't want to see that shit. This guy got shot. You see it, you know, he's probably dead. Or dying, right? I don't want to see somebody murdered, especially a good man, a father and a husband. So I hadn't been on social media. I had stayed away from it. My wife had been on it and she was a wreck, bro. She was just all that ugliness was just. So when I got the call, I thought, you better believe it. I'm going to go help.
Mm.
That was all it was. Mm. I'm going to go help these guys. He's asking for help. They want to do it right. He framed it in the sense that, hey, we want this to be done right. So that's why I showed up. So, I mean, to do pavers correctly, you over excavate, you get rid of the topsoil.
Oh, you do?
You do, 100%. Okay. You want to get a good base. And these guys had kind of, you know, there was two guys in charge and a ragtag crew. One of the guys was in charge of a state owned facility, in American Fork. And the other guy was a maintenance groundskeeper on a facility in Provo. And these are the two guys I'm corresponding with. The first guy, you know, the second guy that I hadn't talked to on the phone basically said, hey, look, we're not talking to anybody. We're not saying anything to the media. He says, this is above our pay grade. the FBI and the state, the governor and the FBI. That's what they told me. The governor and the FBI said they want this done by Monday, and we need to get it done. We're not asking.
We want it done. We're not asking. I rest my case. Cover up 100%. I have it directly from people in the meeting, Cash Patel, and Trump agreed, even though after 9/11, Tulsi Gabbard's office of national intelligence oversight over the other agencies was set up to make sure foreign intelligence and domestic is shared. She's really the oversight boss. And Joe Kent's National Terrorism Center, that was set up for this. But no. Remember, Cash Patel basically ran to be FBI director on the FBI shouldn't be so involved in intelligence, and the Office of National Intelligence and the Counterterrorism Center, they should head this up. But then 180, oh my goodness, you do not go there. You do not look at any foreign involvement. No. Even though they had information. And Joe Kent gets asked on TV, well, can you tell us? He's like, it's classified, can't I? And the neocons go, see, he doesn't have anything. No, under the law, he can't tell you. But I can tell you they were investigating because we had the National Counterterrorism Center call us repeatedly, including Joe Kent. I'm going to stop right there. And why was that? Because we said Charlie was afraid they were going to kill him 1 month before. Harrison Smith. Yeah, tomorrow's the news today. We kind of got our finger to the pulse, our ear to the ground. Just a little bit. A lot of stuff goes on off air you don't know about. We have a lot of sources. I'm trying to get some of these guys on, or at least do a real voice changer, because they got AI that can re-scramble it and get their voice. And they're not scared, but I know a couple guys that were over in the whole Gaza thing in the last couple of years, and they said, and I know these guys a long time, both of them are very pro-Israel previously, combat vets, whole nine yards, Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. And they said they've never seen anything this vicious and mean and cruel and deceptive, and now they're anti-Israel. It's that type of information. I mean, we're talking shooting little kids, running over women and children with bulldozers, pushing them into graves. This is out of control, folks. You can go, well, Hamas and backed by Hezbollah did stuff like that on October 7th. Yeah, go fine, kill them. But you know Netanyahu admits there was a stand down. He says it's the army. They say it's him. And you know Netanyahu doubled Hamas's funding in the years before this, and that's all on record. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you got to exterminate all these Palestinians and Gazans because, you know, of what happened on October 7th when Israel was winding up the Hamas Frankenstein. Israel and its leadership is Dr. Frankenstein. Israel's the doctor. Hamas is the Frankenstein monster. So I don't like the Frankenstein monster, but I really don't like the people that created it. And now they've dispatched of it. Because we're moving on to the next phase, but that's coming up. So I'm done talking about the Kirk thing. Obviously, I'll talk about it more as new developments come out. But that is a big, 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 big deal. People say, you need to focus on the Democrats. I do, and they're doing a lot of bad stuff. But right now, when I just go through who started the war, who drug us in, Israel, where does the evidence point of who killed Kirk? Israel. And affiliated groups here. Who's derailing our economic plan, keeping us in this war? Israel and Trump. Now, the UN's trying to launch new pandemics and all. They want all their power grabs. We're exposing them. The EU's trying to censor America. We're exposing them. Got the Democrats destroying all the cities they run. We certainly want Republican candidates elected and not them. But even the Republican Party leadership is turning against Trump. Because he's screwing the pooch, folks. And all of you people, I would say something like Cat Turd on X is the most emblematic of this, just mindlessly declare victory every day in the Iran war, say it's 85 trillion DHS, Trump is invincible, godlike mind, everything's wonderful. No, it's not. And now we're 84 days into this, and it's a disaster. Look at these headlines. Overhead shot, please. And you can see this for yourself. I don't just believe these headlines. Memorial Day pain. Beef prices hit record. Consumer sentiment, new low. Look at this. Let's just go through all this. Poll shows economic confidence plummeting as big problem for Trump. Oh, think so? Polls show it. The U.S. 450 gas economy. That's the average. Fewer nights out, more belt tightening, but it puts cost into everything. The 502 ghost, Trump's team facing symbolic blow to one of its favorite economic talking points. Yeah, let's put up the Trump, I did that thing. Yeah, Trump, I did that sticker. You know, little Joe Biden stickers pointing, I did that? Well, Trump did that. Consumer sentiment hits fresh record low in May as Iran war fuels inflation worries. Oh, think so? Beef prices hit record highs in Memorial Day weekend squeeze. Beef prices soar as Americans prepare for Memorial Day cookouts. What's the war costing you? America going bankrupt and the Great Reset succeeding and Trump's reboot plan that was great failing. This isn't just a regular recession or depression we're facing. Trump's revenge politics comes back to haunt him. We'll go through all the big Republicans turning against him right now and his power stalling and him going into lame duckville. Meanwhile, Tom Tillis slams Trump's stupid anti-weaponization fund, even though he's involved in similar things. The Democrats have all these slush funds for people they say are victims, so that's a red herring. But he is cashing in with insider trading on the presidency like nothing I've ever seen. Signs go up in California at Chevron blaming Democrats for high gas prices. And that's true. The reason it's $7-$8 in California is because they have that giant gas tax on top of it. So, you know, there's plenty of blame going around here. Don't ever forget the Democrats are even worse. Doesn't mean we didn't support what Trump does. We just need to point out they're worse. Yes, it's true. But it's personal with Trump because he was ours. And we went through hell to support him. And I'm still hoping he wakes up and gets back on track. Trump picked Warsh for Fed chair to cut rates. Markets are bracing for the opposite. Yeah, they're supposed to cut rates again a month ago. They didn't. They left them alone. Now they're set to raise them. What's that doing all the economic breakdown forecast? It kills the recovery, and we're right at the edge of total bankruptcy, $40 trillion in debt. It's a problem. U.S. national debt officially hits $39 trillion. It's really over that, adding approximately $5 billion a day. Since October, GOP senators punt budget reconciliation bill, tell everybody to go ahead and go home, over Trump's anti-weaponization fund that I know that Ed Martin was behind and was legitimately for all these people that deserve settlements. You know, they gave Black Lives settlements, billions all around the country, federal and state, when they went out and rioted and attacked as their payment for it. This is for people that were wronged. Unbelievable. That's tyranny. Rhino Tom Tillis blasts Trump's $1.776 billion weaponization fund amid GOP push to kill the fund. Calls it stupid on stilts. That guy's a Democrat. Yeah, and people are like, what? But you said Trump's good. You said Trump's bad. Balls and strikes. Balls and strikes. You just decide yourself. As he started going sideways, I went from cheerleader mode to just, I'm going to call balls and strikes. The only way I can handle this. And, you know, I wonder if Trump's going to come out against Tim Burchett, who's so popular. Such a great voting record. Such a real guy. Everybody loves him. And will he Trump go after him like he did MTG or others? Or Thomas Massie? Tim Burchett erupts in fury after spineless GOP cuts backroom deal to let Democrats run the show. This town is as crooked as a dog's back leg, I would add. He says a dog's leg. And I'm disgusted. Representative Tim Burchett calls out GOP for cutting backroom deals. Yeah, they're giving them the ball and ignoring all of the Republican Congress people that actually have amendments and things for their districts. Not good. Not good at all. So that is a really big problem we're dealing with. And now Trump's running around with Netanyahu saying, I'm getting ready to strike him again. Iran's like, go ahead. You dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam over 15 years, and they didn't lose. They didn't give up. King George III shot a lot of cannonballs over 6 years at us. We didn't give up, so we won. You dropped 22,000 bombs on us. Let's go. You killed our leadership. We got more. Let's go. What'd the Pentagon assessment tell Trump again? That this would happen. And I didn't just believe their assessment. I studied it all myself. Why, you're for the Arab heads. You're for them mullahs over there, you damn traitor boy. No. It wasn't going to work, and Israel and the globalists knew that. It was going to derail the global economy that BlackRock and the Rothschilds won, and they are as happy as a pig in poop right now. Great job. So-called MAGA people supporting this. So Trump could point at you and say, I got 100% support. We didn't even have half the support. But still, you helped destroy America, probably. So just remember, when it all falls apart, which is already doing, good job giving the Democrats a win in the midterms, I predict. Excellent job. Excellent. I'm so proud of you. Don't listen to 17 intelligence agencies. Don't listen to the Pentagon or the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. Nope, just call everybody Iranian agents who care about the country. Damning Pentagon leaks reveal huge blow to U.S. We're running out of missiles. Israel's running out of missiles. We're giving more support with our missiles than Israel is defending itself and not defending the neighbors, which is we already knew, but that's why the other countries are so pissed. The oil mystery at the heart of America's pressure campaign on Iran. Wall Street Journal has this big article. Well, they already said the Iranians wouldn't have places to store their oil if they can't sell it. If you stop pumping it with most of these type of whales, it degrades the well or even kills the well. What are they doing? Why are they still open? Why are they still pumping? Well, you didn't know they can just simply pump them into underground reservoirs or into old wells that are dry and then slurp that out later? Oh, you didn't know. You did know that, right? You did know there's satellite images all over their oil fields where they just have ravines and areas that are open and they just dump the oil right in there, right? You did know that, right? Trump, like, within 2 months, guaranteed, they'll have to give up because they don't know where to put their oil. I'm like, anybody that knows basic oil business technology, I mean, I'm not in the oil business. A lot of family's been in it. I know that. Unbelievable. It's a movie, but it's about the oil business. It's a great movie. There will be blood. And before they build the pipeline to the oil well, it takes them a few months. What do? They got a big old giant valley that they put a dam on, and they just fill it up with oil. And then they suck it out later. That's 120 years ago. That's how it works. Idiots. Sorry. Let's go ahead and go to Burchett. Here's the clips.
Mr. Chairman, could I say something at this point, or do I need to wait?
Yeah, you can go ahead. I'll yield to you.
Okay. I realize what's going on here, and I realize that, you know, when you're not sitting at the table, that you're not heard, and I realize the deal has already been cut. But I want to warn our party. You know, we're in the majority, and we're not acting like it. And we'll be in the minority once again because of this kind of activity. And I'm disgusted that both sides of the aisle, that we're not allowed to, deals have been cut. And I think that's wrong. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett just left the committee. Had some amendments that were cutting regulation, things that we should, as Republicans, do. But because of backroom deals they cut, they won't allow any amendments on the bill because the Democrats didn't agree to it. So here we are in the majority, and we're not allowed to do that. And I'll guarantee you, when the Democrats are in the majority, which they very much could be because of this kind of garbage, we're going to be in the majority. You all have extended us an incredible gift, and we're going to blow it because we're not acting like we're in the majority. We got opportunity. It's not sexy. Deals with bridges and things. Anyway, the amendment did, and we allow the Democrats to tell us what to do. It's just unbelievable. At some point, we're going to have to give some guts. This town is crooked as a dog's leg, and I'm disgusted. So thank you all for sending me here. I really am glad you sent me here. This is the kind of stuff I want to fight, and I'll let them have it. Anyway, Thank you.
That's a panicking right there. That's an Iranian agent. You don't question anything Trump Republicans do or you're a traitor. Now, in reality, the Democrats always hold up the real infrastructure funding because when it doesn't get spent, it goes into general fund and they steal it for their NGOs. And that's what's going on. And it is beyond disgusting. And the Republican leadership is working with them. And Trump just sits there and lets it all happen. He should have that congressman right there heading up a leadership group to spotlight who's causing the problem so Trump can get on their ass. But instead, that's not happening. All right, we're going to break here in a moment. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products, the ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off, so stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, we've got this day only. It ends at midnight tonight, this Friday. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale. Oop, I just read that wrong. Sorry, they were doing it tonight. It's extended to Monday, too. Sorry. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free or mix and match the two. So extended until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design. Don't tread on me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air in the fight against the tyrants. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Well, the AI dictatorship is being set up, and all the major companies are in concert doing it. We're going to play a special report on that. And then we're going to come back and get into the new UFO files that just got released this morning. A bigger release than what happened a month ago. There's some pretty wild stuff in there, but also some garbage. We'll cover it coming up. But here's John Bowne's latest report.
AI's been amazing because right now we have more jobs, more people working right now in the United States by far than we ever had before. And outside of the war, and I assumed the economy was going to go down, the stock market would go down 20-25%. It's actually up.
He was supporting legislation that was bipartisan but mainly Republican-backed that would give literal liability protection from state, local, and individual, and most of the federal government, other than the executive branch, to a whole list of top AI companies. And the legislation would create a board of tech heads who would have the liability protection, but none of their competition would. And Trump's now created a board and has nine people on it. Now, that legislation got shot down. He brought it back up last year when he got in office. It failed again, so he signed an executive order and set up the commission. Notice Elon Musk is not on it. Ensuring a national policy framework for artificial intelligence.
It seems to be, with Trump going into Iran, no matter who you vote for, you do seem to get a lot of the same foreign and economic policy in my country. You do seem to get military intervention abroad, and then kind of the tech and the financial sector dominating the domestic political agenda, no matter who's in there. And that's why all these tech CEOs are clustered around him in China. These are the same people that were with Biden and Harris. And censoring their websites to limit conservative speech when they were in. So they obviously view themselves as the actual government, and whoever the president is like a guy giving them a tour.
They might be half right.
I think they're more than half.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, at least $600 billion through 28 in the U.S. Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, it's significant.
That's a lot.
Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's unimpeachable. The cars have camera, cameras on them. All right. We have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, if we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video, it's not people that are looking at those cameras. It's AI that's looking at the camera. No, no, no. You can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be an event that's immediately, an alarm's going to go off. It's going to be, we're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times.
Just by these corporations and their operations with anything they say is AI, that means anything computers, being above the law, that creates a oligopoly of action, an eminent domain and total control, and they can toxic waste, steal water. They've already been caught doing it.
Data centers continue to use public water supplies without authorization. In Georgia, a data center campus consumed nearly 30 million gallons of water without initial payment, while local residents' taps run dry.
And then they are above the law and allowed to have all the energy they want from fossil fuels. But still, they're going to have a lot of the green regulations on the general public, though Trump's backed off some of that.
So-called technology transition rule, which was crazy, forced companies to adopt specific high-cost refrigerants, massively driving up the price of transporting and strong and storing refrigerants and various goods. Today's reforms will deliver significant financial relief.
Us eating beef is bad. Us having a car is bad. You having a space heater is bad. All these jurisdictions banning fireplaces and barbecue pits. That's all bad, even though that's part of the atmosphere and good for the earth. Methane's good. It's what holds the atmosphere in. We've always had mammals going around and other creatures passing gas. But now we got to shove tubes up the cow's butts in Canada and Europe and capture the methane and pump it into a mine shaft because it's deadly. But AI companies, they can do whatever they want. So when I was the first to say, almost 2 years ago when he's president-elect, I said, this establishes an AI dictatorship. I still support President Trump. People got really mad at me. They said, oh, come on, don't use a term like that. I read the damn legislation. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel any time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and the Alex.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I have been studying in my 32 years on air, and really intensely for many years before that, why Hollywood, why the Pentagon has been hyping what is colloquially known as Operation Bluebeam, a fake alien invasion. And we know that Steven Spielberg, with Close Encounters of the Third Kind and E.T. and all the rest of it, has been right at the heart of hyping this and pushing this. So 3 years ago, they start production of Disclosure Day to perfectly tee up to mid-June 2026. That's total coordination, just like Operation Event 201. 4 months before they release COVID, it's the exact blueprint of the attack. The drill before that, the SPARS drill 2 years before. A battle plan with the tweets of exactly what they later said. They just changed the name from SPARS to COVID. That way you get caught with a battle plan to launch an attack, and your PR, you go, oh, it's just a drill. So when you see this level of pinpoint predictive programming, and Obama saying the aliens are real months ago, and all of this, it is a setup. Now, you got to ask, why is that? Well, you've got all this increased activity. Most of it, from what I've seen, is advanced secret breakaway civilization technology that began to be developed after Roswell in the late 40s. That's the best thinking on it. But just with my own eyeballs, I've never seen a UFO in my life, I mean, that looked like a real alien spacecraft until the last few months. And it's been all in the news. You've seen it. Most nights, it's clear sky. You go out in Austin, Texas, and stare up, and you'll see giant fireballs coming in, blowing up. It's all over the news. And a couple months ago, I get up at like 3, 4 in the morning. As I get older, I just get up earlier and earlier. I'll try to even go to bed later just to see, and I go to bed at midnight, so look up at 4. And I go out on the back porch, I'm smoking a cigar, and because you know how us dads are, we're all kicked out to smoke cigars, and I see right above my house, 9 red lights, 333. And they look like some kind of drone, I can't tell, just big red lights, and then they all merge, half mile, whatever it was, up into a white ball and just disappear. That's what everybody else is seeing. And then a few weeks ago, I walk out. It's not a clear sky, low cloud cover. I've told the story exactly as it happens. I'm pissing on the Japanese maple. Got a cigar in my mouth, standing there in my underwear. In the backyard, overlooking the cliffs. I live on a hill. And all of a sudden, I see this bright light, and I look up, And in comes this big white, blue, biggest meteor I ever saw. But it was this big in my vision, like huge. Biggest ones I saw before, like that. This is like, and it blew up behind the cloud cover that was at 3,000-4,000 feet. I can't tell exactly. And I'm sitting there with a cigar in my mouth and my wiener in my hand. And this is just, I'm telling the story. That's what happened. And so I see this light and I look up and I see a second and it goes, it just like, not a huge explosion, like just kind of, I go, man, I bet that's the biggest stone meteorite I ever saw. Cause stonies look like that. You know, they heat up the gas in the rock and they explode. I bet I'm going to see more. And I see another little one. I go, wow, this meteor shower. Usually they come, you know, at set times. When I was a kid, my dad would always, you know, take me out in the country when different known showers were coming through and we'd see them. Sometimes it was spectacular. Sometimes it was boring. You see a few. Sometimes hundreds. Anybody's done that knows that. So it's got my attention. And then I'm looking up here where the other meteorite comes in or whatever it is. And seconds later, where that thing blew up, and it came right over Austin, low, I see all these little white orbs going like this. And I'm like, what the hell? I think my phone's in the house. And they're going, yeah, 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 yeah. There's three or four of them, five or six, 12. And all of a sudden they go, zzz, zzz, gone. Well, the Pentagon just released footage that looks just like that, where these things go around and then all of a sudden they're gone. Like warp speed, yeah. Millennium Falcon, gone. So I'm 52 years old. I've never seen anything like this in my life, okay? And I've seen it twice in the last few months. And I walked out of a Longhorn Steakhouse right when the fireball news was going on. And it was surreal. It's like 10 o'clock at night, got out of work late. Said, I'm not going to go home. My 9-year-old's already going to be in bed. I'm going over to that Longhorn Steakhouse. I go in there, waddle in, eat a delicious porterhouse. Shouldn't have done it. Just gobbled it. And I'm waddling out high on red meat. And there goes a big-ass red fireball and blows up. I mean, it's just like, what the hell? So I'm reading about fireballs and seeing all the videos of fireballs, and everybody's catching video of it. I'm seeing red fireballs blow up. I mean, so I got red fireballs blowing up. I got orbs flying around. I got, you know, I mean, there's something going on here, folks. I'm seeing this all with my own eyeballs. So I don't need to read about it in the book. I don't need to hear about it from the Pentagon. They're starting to try to bring this out to get control, but they started this with the production of Spielberg's movie and all this years ago, so they've known something's coming. And my gut level, my spirit told me, just like I said on election day, Mass is going to lose. They're going to steal it. My gut, when I saw those orbs a few weeks ago, now like 3 weeks ago, I was like, that's not human. That's not stuff we've copied. I mean, you got this big-ass thing come in, it blows up, and then all these things come out of it, and then zip off, and I'm just like, what in the hell is that? That's with my own eyeballs. So that's my preface to all this before we get into all of it, is this is just bizarre. Now, the nine red lights, they were just red lights, but you could tell. They look like the red light on that camera. The camera that's on you will have a red light. It was like, you know, human red light. It was like I couldn't make out the drones. They were big, but it was just a red light. Looked like a gas station sign from a mile away. You know, that looks human. And they're perfect formation. And they go out, and then they come together and turn into white light and then disappear. What is that? But my gut said that's human. But those orbs. And they were tiny. Now, what did they, I mean, my gut is they knew something was coming and this is some type of event, an invasion. You know, they were always saying they were going to stage an invasion. And maybe it's not a violent invasion. Maybe it's something they know happens in cycles of the universe. Some dimensional gate opens up. I don't know. I don't know why there's big ass fireballs still every night people see in Austin. I don't know why there's orbs flying around everywhere. I don't know why all this is going on. I just know the government was lined up with all this propaganda for next month. It all comes together next month. What is about to, and Trump said right when he got reelected over a year and a half ago, he said, I'm going to release the UFO files. And about 8 months ago, he said, in July, I'm going to release them. And then Obama runs out and says, oh, it's all real, so Trump tries to get ahead of it. And there's all these silly AI videos and things. I'm trying to figure this out. But I know this. They're trying to get ahead of something. And that thing I saw blow up, a mile two out in front of me, I'm just guessing, it was right there. That's why it looked so huge, it was close. Was delivering orbs. I watched it with my own eyeballs. That's why I told the story like 80 times, it's just so incredible. I was like, am I looking at little flying orbs? What, they're like going around like this? What, are they breaking up? No, there's more of them. What, where are they going? Over. I mean, it lasted like 15 seconds. I was even starting to go to the door. Where's my phone? I was like, it's in there on the kitchen table. But I couldn't pull my eyes away from it. And I know a lot of you seen this too, because this stuff's everywhere. Listen, if I'm 52 and never saw this until now, I told the story I was like 8 years old, because I remember it like it was yesterday. My dad's truck was broken down and had something been, so he drove my mother's 1979 silver Volkswagen Super Beetle down to see his mom and dad at the East Texas Ranch, which is 2 hours south of Dallas. And he'd always explain, we throw stuff in the trash and we don't litter. And, well, okay, yes, sir. You know, third world countries do that, but we don't do that. There used to be trash everywhere when I was a kid, but we had initiative. It was a good thing. And, you know, and all of a sudden he's eating an apple and he throws it out the window. And I go, Dad, you're not supposed to litter. He goes, that's biodegradable. And right then, three stealth fighter jets, the exact ones they came out with, you know, a decade later, flying at like 200 feet, just by I-45, goes, and then all of a sudden just accelerated, and they had the ocean, like, gray-blue camouflage on them. And I was like, what is that? My dad goes, well, that's some type of secret aircraft. That's human. So I knew that was the only thing I ever saw like that in my life, was three stealth fighters. And again, I'm 8 years old. They didn't roll those out till I was about, when was the Gulf War? I was like 14, 15. So I guess like 7, 8 years later. The point is that there's a lot going on. And they got more Hollywood movies coming out that are winning awards, about to win an award at Cannes, about it's really aliens invading. So that's being hyped up. I've always told you the globalists believe they're communicating with interdimensionals and that they do human sacrifices because these demons, these entities want children killed. I didn't come up with that myself. That's in the ancient texts from all the ancient cultures of the Grand Grim War and black magic and Jewish mysticism and all of it. And now it's all interdimensional, 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 interdimensional. People said, how did you know that? I didn't know that. That's what they say they're doing. That's the information they say they're getting. So the first release a month ago was a bunch of nothing burgers and a bunch of hype. And you see the whistleblowers. It's always a rumor. Well, he heard from this guy and there's reptoids in this base and there's this and that. And it's basically they're the enemy. They're bad. It just follows through with all the old propaganda, but it's being done to taint and poison the well for whatever is really about to happen. But understanding Spielberg and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, everybody in the town in Utah, wherever it is, Devil's Rock or whatever they call that mountain, it's a real mountain, they start having visions of the mountain and start painting it and carving it and sculpting it and all being drawn to the mountain. And the government sprays out knockout gas to so many people came to make them go to sleep so the government can have its meeting with the aliens. But the aliens didn't want to meet with the government. They wanted to meet with us. They were psychically communicating with us. So his new movie, he's now leaked out on Colbert, is about consciousness raising, and the aliens are about to raise our consciousness. And that is the great deception. That's what I know, that it's the aliens that are about to raise our consciousness and not God. So I do agree, and from all the research and culture and everything, the higher forms that God has made that are God's control will not interfere in our free will and our planet. But there are breakaway groups that violate God's laws. They're the bad guys, marooned on this planet. By the Van Allen radiation belt, or however you want to see that, that's in all the ancient texts, not just the Jews. But they have a clear document of it as well. The Watchers, all of it, Ezekiel. They want us to think that this consciousness raising that's about to happen, that's already happened with many, and this increase in telekinesis and psychic powers, which, unless you're hiding under a rock, you're all feeling, mine, oh, mine are just like, I mean, like, it's too much. Like, wow, this is like big, this, I can't handle this. It's like drinking out of a fire hose now. I can actually focus on any one point I want and just go back, and then I get the answer very quickly. It's like, this is scary stuff, and I know it's not just me. So they want you to believe, and that's what Spielberg, you know, said, is oh, the aliens are raising our consciousness. And that's who the heroes in the movie are, and this breakaway group of scientists that know the truth, that we're in the UFO file. They've run away from the X-Protect group, and they've got the documents on the real alien file, that the aliens are really here to help us, and the bad government agents are trying to have a war with the aliens, which is true, but the big lie is that the aliens are basically what is God, and they are what is about to raise our consciousness. Got it? So here's a Steven Spielberg trailer.
What did you steal?
Secrets. The data they paid me to protect.
Are they people?
No.
Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today is... Today's...
Do you understand what she's saying?
I hear her. It's gibberish. I can't understand it.
And I can.
What's happening to me?
People are starved for the truth. I'm a part of it now. I'm just sorry they made you a part of it too.
Hello, Jane. Please. Have a seat.
This 79-year terror campaign of lies has to end.
What are you going to do?
Full disclosure to the whole world.
That truth will upend all established order across the entire world. If you do this, there's no one doing it.
This summer, Disclosure Day, all perfectly lined up with the government.
When the time is right, everything will become clear.
Trust the plan.
Don't you let go.
All right, so here's another big piece of this. They got all the 5G and all the audio to skull stuff and all this manipulation and all this electromagnetic stuff. There's a brain is just like a computer where they can implant stuff. So they're also getting ready for that. And they're going to tell you it's the aliens as well. So the big rollout of the real control is about to begin. All the 5G, all the systems, that's what this is about. But they have to tell you the truth that, oh, well, the aliens aren't bad, but the government's trying to suppress it. That's the story they always put out. But it is that the aliens are bad. At least the ones that are working with the globalists. Now you see how the trickery works. It's all in the Bible. It's all in all the other Babylonian and all the stuff with the Anunnaki and all the other ancient cultures, the Sumerians. There's the bad ones, and there's the good angels, and there's the bad angels, you see. And I'll just say it. Notice none of the corporate media attacks me for this. They just make up stuff I never did to attack me. I have dreams that come true ever since I was a kid. Exactly true. And so many other things that happen. And now it's gotten more intense. When I go to bed at night, it's like 100 times bigger than my life here when I'm awake. I mean, it's like every night when I go to bed, I'm like, all right, suit up. This is going to be one hell of an adventure. And it's exhausting, too. And it is just like text flashing, English, all sorts of foreign alien languages, information, answers, all just data, just and I got to ask myself, is that 5G in the neighborhood? Is that the globalists doing this? Is that the fallen angels, the angels, whatever? But let me tell you, when I've been taken up to the third heaven, and this only happened 6 or 7 times I can remember when I'm sleeping, and it's happened a few times when I'm awake, it is a feeling of total completion beyond satisfaction where it's timeless and you're in the presence of God and the watchers are there. They're the angels. And you get shown anything you want, and you get told it's okay. We're in control. God's in control. This is what you chose to do. This is your mission. But if you want to stay here right now, you can, but we know you want to go back. And by the way, when you wake up, turn your cell phone on. It'll be exactly this time. Or wake up, your phone's this time. And then I said, you know, a couple of years ago, I said, okay, well, God said to me, he said, you need to go ahead and just start showing people this stuff, but you got to be quiet. By quiet, I mean you got to still your mind and get the message. And I'm so busy-minded with just temporal stuff, it's hard for me to do. I need to do it more. But I did that on election night, and I've done it a few other times. That day, I said, okay, well, you want me to show people this is real? You, go ahead and do it. That was that day. Like I said, you do it more. And so I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden, Trump will announce he won at 127. This is like 4 hours before. We didn't know he was going to win. Looked like he was going to lose. And I'm on air live, and I go, Trump will announce he is the winner at 127. I didn't say what time zone. It was central. And he came out on the atomic clock perfectly at 127, and before 127 was over, he announced he was the winner. And you all saw that. And that's what this is. And that's how powerful this is. So the globalists want to duplicate that with all their electromagnetic jamming. They want to jam God's connection through the intergalactic ether to us. And we are in a time of totally insane change. I know you all know that. And just remember, as powerful as the globalists think they are, as powerful as the devil thinks he is, the God of the universe is transcendent, and it's not a trillion times more powerful. It's an infinity upon an infinity upon an infinity and beyond, as Buzz Lightyear says. It is all part of a transcendent, larger master plan. All these plans of the globalists, all them trying to pose as God, all the people worshiping at the WEF 2 weeks ago saying, we need a savior, an AI savior. It is all a joke. When they had God, they had the Holy Spirit, who would lead God and direct us, they had it all, and they refused it and decided to serve Satan. They're the losers. We're the winners. Now, I want to play these clips when we come back that I mentioned in the new release. Some pretty amazing stuff. But first, Tulsi Gabbard just resigned. Huge breaking news. What does that mean? We'll break it down straight ahead. Share the live feeds right now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show live and X on Real Alex Jones.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at alexjoneslive.com.
alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
I am InfoWars creator and founder, and you know, that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of, I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, if you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultra-methylene red, a proprietary product. It works great with methylene blue. That by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture. It's concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. Has no crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel any time. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets.
That's where we meet.
You make the night. I always cross the line. Time to talk bells. Abuse the cells. Get in our way. We'll put you on your shell another day. Some other way. We're gonna go. But then we'll see you again. I've had enough.
We've had enough. She said,
I knew right from the beginning
that you would end up winning.
I knew right from the start.
You put an arrow through my heart. Round and round.
We'll love and find a way, just give it time.
Round and round.
Why?
We'll get back into the big UFO second release that just happened. But first, exclusive, Tulsi Gabbard resigns from Trump cabinet, Fox News. In the photo caption, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard reflects on the energy Charlie Kirk had and always said she is in awe of Erica Kirk's strength in the face of the toughest times. Then it goes to the article. Tulsi Gabbard is resigning from her post as the Director of National Intelligence to support her husband through his battle with an extremely rare form of bone cancer, Fox News Digital learned. Gabbard notified President Trump during a meeting in the Oval Office Friday. Her last day at ODNI is expected to be June 30th. Fox News Digital exclusively obtained her formal resignation letter, in which Gabbard says she is deeply grateful for the trust you placed in me for the opportunity to lead the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for the last year and a half. And here is her actual letter on screen saying her husband has bone cancer and she's leaving. I'm not denying that's true. She's a lady of great integrity who I admire. But knowing what I know, that she was in that meeting 6 days after Kirk was killed, when Kash Patel said, I don't want you looking into foreign involvement. And now you've got the contractor saying, yeah, they ordered me to destroy the crime scene and pull up all the pavement as fast as possible and cover it up. What was in the pavement? The exploding microphone? Discharge in the ground? Who knows? Why would you do that? The point is that you have Joe Kent that was right under her, the Director of National Counterterrorism, saying there's foreign involvement, we're not allowed to go there. And they've been gunning for Gabbard for a long time. And now she's taken the high road and resigned. And I know the inside baseball on it from previously. I just learned about this in the last 10 minutes. But you had the Israel lobby come to Trump about a month ago and try to get her fired, saying she's about to resign and run against you for office or run against the Republicans and she's a traitor, get rid of her. And then it was pointed out to her by Roger Stone, which was later confirmed by her and Trump, that he told Trump, he said, she's the only one that gave you the Russiagate stuff. Ratcliffe had her office in your first administration, the Director of National Intelligence, and he didn't give you any of it. And of course, John Bolton had all the information and hid it from you as well. So why are you going after the one lady that's actually done her job, exposed Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, all of it? So Gabbard, I believe, is taking the high road to not be involved in all the infighting, to not support the war, and just get the hell out of Dodge. Because Trump has been set up with this war. The economy is stalling out. The globalists know exactly what they've done. And she knows that she needs to live to fight another day coming into the future with the Democrats. So this is a wise move by her. The information she gives Trump. In fact, I plan to play this today. In fact, it's on the list of the hundreds of videos. Guys, pull up the Jesse Waters video from 13 months ago. She did her job. She followed her orders. She released the Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, all the documents, Obama, Brennan, running the coup against Trump and against America. She released their emails, all the proofs. They have it all. It's the NSA. She's over the NSA. The CIA. She releases it all. And here we are over a year later, and zero was done about it. Zero. And people keep re-uploading this Jesse Waters clip, the Q people and the pro-Trump people, every day. Like, look, it's breaking. They're going to finally get the deep state. Look, it just broke. Tulsi Gabbard just released the information. I looked it up this morning. It was over a year ago. And then she, again, later brought out even more. And what happened to the Justice Department and Todd Blanche? Zero, zero, zero. So why is she risking her life? Why is she doing all this when it goes nowhere? And she's being isolated. So she went out with class knowing what they were up to. It's that simple. That's the bottom line. So here's this year plus old video that's you see it yourselves every day on Instagram, X, everywhere. Oh, it's always the same headline. Look, breaking. They got the proof. Yeah, they got the proof. I'm in there. I'm in. Arctic frost, I'm in crossfire hurricane. I mean, being targeted, nothing is done. Nothing. Zero, zero, zero. Here's the Jesse. It's a 9-minute report. I'm going to play the whole thing, but here it is.
Fox News alert, the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, releasing a bombshell report today that shows a conspiracy by a sitting president, Barack Obama, and his intel agencies to sabotage the president-elect, Donald Trump, brainwash the electorate, and undermine the legitimacy of an election.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false.
Back it up 10 seconds. Do you know how big a huevos you've got to have or ovaries you got to have to go up against Brennan Obama? Ratcliffe and all of them knew all this. Brennan knew it. They covered it up. It came out. Brennan gave him fake briefings that Harry Reid advised him to do. Remember that? So she comes out. She delivers on not just this, MK Ultra, Kennedy, everything. She gives it all to Trump. And then all she does is gets attacked. So you want somebody to stand up for you? Well, here it is. And now she just ejected because she knows she's getting surrounded. And I bet you, this is speculation, they're getting ready to fire her ass. She's like, I'm out. I'm done. She went and raided Georgia, got all the proof of that fraud. All she gets is demonized for it. Loyal. Executed. Like a hunting dog, did what she was supposed to. And your hunting dog goes out, you got these pit bulls that fight wild pigs. I've done a few of that hunting a few times. Wild folks on horseback with pit bulls hunting wild hogs. And that they'll cut up those dogs with their tusks, and they're rolling around, and the dogs are all happy, bleeding. You got to take them to the vet, get them sewn up. She's like a pit bull, all bleeding, cuts all over. And Trump's like, you don't get any food or water. We're going to throw your ass in a cage. That's how it works. Get zero support from Trump when you defend him. You get nothing. That's okay because we're for the mission. That's what matters. But she's one of the few good people left. I wonder if Kennedy's going to get kicked out now. I wonder if he's going to resign for face saving. Back to her.
Trump brainwashed the electorate and undermined the legitimacy of an election.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't.
Gabbard got her hands on a House intel report that's been locked away in a CIA vault for almost a decade. Investigators spent over 2,000 hours looking into how the Russia hoax was born, interviewing 20 CIA and FBI officials. And it turns out that the Obama administration doctored the intelligence to make it look like Putin and Trump stole the election. A month after Trump beat Hillary, Barack Obama wasn't satisfied with his intelligence reporting and ordered his CIA director to create a new assessment of how Russia interfered with the election. This was a highly unusual move. John Brennan handpicked 5 CIA analysts to write the assessment, and they were siloed. None of them knew what the other was doing. And only one analyst was in charge of drafting this report. There was nothing routine about this, and it was a rush job to publish before Trump was sworn in. Nothing was coordinated with the other intelligence agencies either. Basically, this was home cooking for Barack Obama.
That's right. So let's stop there. It's a long report. You've all seen it 85 million times. So here we are a year plus later. Nothing was done. Todd Blanche. So there you go. And she's like, what's the point of this? What's the point of delivering this to Trump? He does nothing. And that's not speculation. I have that from the highest sources. You know, nobody knows this. Well, I'm not going to say it then. I'll stop. Just good luck, globalists. Good luck, dumbasses. Let's move out of that now back to the UFOs. So here is a ABC News report on what got released today. We'll go through some of the BS clips, some of the clips that obviously are exactly what I've seen with my own eyeballs, and talk about the larger picture straight ahead, but here it is.
What you're about to see has never been public before. The Pentagon now releasing another batch of its so-called UFO files after they were declassified by President Trump. And this morning, we got an exclusive first look.
This morning, the GMA exclusive, more than 50 videos and other documents detailing strange objects in the sky, many of which the military can't explain, released in the second batch of the Pentagon's so-called UFO files. Inside never-before-seen video like this from 2024, the Coast Guard picking up this object as it flew near a plane over the southeastern U.S., and this taken by the U.S. military over Syria in 2021, following an unidentified object before it suddenly speeds off. The service member who submitted the video labeling it instant acceleration. Others seen flying in apparent formation. All part of over 200 files released so far detailing what the military officially calls unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAP, better known as UFOs, long an object of public fascination.
They want to find out about the UFOs and anything having to do with UFO or related material.
The files made public on order of President Trump, who earlier this month touted complete and maximum transparency, leaving it up to the public to, quote, decide for themselves what the hell is going on. In the newly released records, this video from 2020, taken in an undisclosed area under U.S. Central Command, appearing to show a sphere flying over a population center, the pilot getting a closer look before it eventually flew higher off into the sky. And this account from a senior U.S. intelligence officer just last year, describing seeing two large orbs flare up alongside their helicopter while on a mission, saying they were orange with a white or yellow center and emitted light in all directions. Fighter jets then scrambled to identify the objects, but couldn't, the officer recounts, then writing, "The same orbs we had encountered were now chasing the fighters. We were virtually speechless after these observations."
After multiple investigations, the government has found no evidence any of these incidents are of an extraterrestrial nature, but military officials admit many remain unresolved and cannot be explained. And inside these files, there were some videos that certainly were not UFOs, like one of the government shooting down what was believed to be a balloon over Lake Huron in 2023. But a lot to go through here, guys.
All right. I'm sure that explains it. Everyone's convinced now.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Why are they doing this now? Why is Steven Spielberg's movie coming out next month? Speaking of the balloon, here's that footage. The exhorter says, wow, the Pentagon just released a video of an F-16 fighter jet shooting down a UFO. Insane footage. The second tranche of UFO files is now live at war.gov.ufo. Why is this being done now? Here's the footage. So you've got, you know, for radio listeners, I'll describe it. Clearly a weather balloon. And they shoot it down. When they get even closer, you see it's got a tail on it. It's got the cord that universities launch, government launches, weather service. And they blow it up. So that's their big, and then a bunch of rumors and people, oh, I saw reptile aliens and all this talk. Oh, I'll go to jail, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you this big secret stuff. Total, complete crap. Absolute hype. New footage from Pentagon's second batch shows impossible maneuvers. This could be a human alien. We don't know. But this is the type of stuff everybody's seeing. A reported UAP performance maneuvers no conventional aircraft could ever do. Instant acceleration, impossible turns. Here's the footage. And we have more footage. Truth Poll says this is probably one of the most best footage, interesting language, from the batch of two UFO files released by the government today. The object shows characteristics of instantaneous acceleration. It just disappears. It's there, and it's boom, it's gone. And that's what I've personally seen over Austin 3 weeks ago. Orbs flying around after a huge meteorite exploded, they just disappear. What is going on? Why is this happening? I'm not watching this on Fox News. I saw it with my own eyeballs. And gone. Warp speed. Now, breaking DOW releases. O2 features striking footage of a structure UAP tracking in the center of the frame before it abruptly vanishes without any trace in the sky. And we've got more. DOW UAP PRO-86 captures a UAP off the East Coast in December 2019. Footage shows a small, bright object moving over the water, tracked by sensors and maneuvering consistently with other military UAP encounters. The object exhibits behavior that remains unexplained in the recently released batch of two files. The latest edition of the War.gov disclosures continues to highlight persistent unidentified activity in U.S. coastal regions. Department of War publishes second release of unidentified anomalous phenomenon files. So we're told this is the ultimate data release. This is incredible. We've already seen all this. We've seen civilian footage in New York with these Tic Tacs flying around. We've already seen all this. Trump releases more UFO files with explosive photos and videos. Why are they hyping it? That's the bigger question. What is about to happen? We're going through these thousands of files, overhead shot. We have thousands of these files to go through. But we've gone through a whole bunch of them, and it's just more and more crap. More and more stuff we've already seen. Why are they doing this is the bigger question. What is the point of all of this? That's what we're talking about here today. What is the point of all this? Well, it's a distraction from all the political stuff going on, but it's also a distraction from all these fireballs and meteorites coming in that when I saw this stuff 3 weeks ago, my gut was, that's not human. Big ass flash, meteor comes in, blows up, and then all these orbs come out and scramble off and disappear. Didn't look like some Pentagon stuff to me. And again, my dad's an amateur astronomer, so am I. We used to, so many times, I've done it years, I was too busy. We have big old industrial telescopes, you name it. Big, nice ones, big, you know, Meade telescopes. It's all computerized, follows the tracks of stuff. And look at the planets, take great photos, camera up to it, all that. And I grew up at Big Bend and at Monument Valley and all over the middle of the desert. And we sit up all night with a telescope looking at stuff. It's so cool. The mountains, the moon, all of it. And my dad would say, oh, there's a geosynchronous satellite. And there's another type of satellite. And you'd watch little satellites go across. And my dad would have, like, magazines before they even really had the internet. The internet was there, but not popular. He'd be like, oh, if you go out on this night, you see the International Space Station will come across. And be like, oh, that's it. Look at it. Look at it. Much bigger than a satellite. So I know what satellites look out, but about a year and a half ago, the last time I went to Big Bend, the darkest skies of North America, I was there, and I never saw this. I saw lots of satellites going across, and the iPhone wasn't good enough to zoom in and get it, so I was trying. But I saw, like, not satellites going across. I saw that. That's all over the place now. There's so many of them. All sorts of satellites going across. But I'm sitting there watching, like, red lights going around and yellow lights and blue ones and all this other stuff. So I said I haven't seen a UFO the last month or so, but I guess a year and a half ago I was in Big Bend, and I've never seen stuff flying around, you know, at least 100,000 feet or way above. I mean, we're like, what is this? I'm in the middle of nowhere on the border of Texas and Mexico watching all this stuff go on. What's happening? But it's so surreal that I didn't put it in my mind that's a UFO. Well, that just means unidentified flying object. Of course it's unidentified. You don't know what it is. Absolutely incredible. All right, we got big guest coming up. Pastor and talk show host Joel Webon's coming up, and Joe Biggs on Trump and the Proud Boys and him having his conviction finally totally thrown out. That's all coming up. Before we end this hour, it's important for viewers to understand you decide whether or not this dog hunts. When you share the articles, the videos, when you go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Droid or Apple, the free app, when you share that link, alexjonesapp.com, it changes the world. When you go to alexjoneslive.com, our new site with the news feeds and the video feeds and the articles, you have all the power. It's up to you. We have the whole deep state trying to shut us down because we've got their number. We've done the research. So I ask you to join me, as you've done in the past, in this fight of information. Just spread the word. With AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, with AlexJonesApp.com to download the free app, tell your whole email list, your whole text message list, Instagram, Facebook, Google, X, all of it, that Alex Jones is still on the air and Alex Jones is fighting harder than ever. This is the verboten information. Get it now at alexjoneslive.com. Get it now at Real Alex Jones on X. Get it now, right now, at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. It's all there. And on top of it, the financial support. I only sell you stuff that really works. Yes, anybody that's a good salesman. What's the best salesman? A salesman that sells a good product. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, all of our products are the very best. Our spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force is incredible. And so we have a massive sale running through Monday, the biggest sale that we've done in a year at thealexjonesstore.com. The Memorial Day sale, on top of all the other discounts that are already there that stay in place, makes a bunch of these products loss leaders, but we know you're going to love them so much. We have a 90-plus percent reorder rate. We know we can do this. For those of you on the fence, Memorial Day sale, that means the deals are already marked down, and now you're getting, at checkout, additional 25% off the top. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale. It'll only end. It'll only go. This is Memorial Day sale. It only goes until Monday evening at midnight, rolling over into Tuesday. Take action now. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended until Monday as well. Take action now. Buy one T3 Trifecta Pure Atomic, meaning atomic chart, pure iodine, does incredible things to the body, the missing link. Get another bottle of T3 iodine free. You can also get ultramethylene blue or medical grade methylene blue, the very best out there, and get another bottle free, or buy one bottle of T3 iodine, get another bottle of methylene blue free, mix and match, or get one bottle of one and get the same product. It's your choice. Also, it's selling out this weekend, the new Freedom Shield wallet. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me and 1776. Made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum. This thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection, a secure cash strap, and quick pull tab access. So you get strength, security, and premium patriotic design all in one wallet. These are sold in stores for $100. Normal price $69. We're selling it for $49 for regular listeners. For VIPs, thealexjonesstore.com, $39.20. Take action now. And 40% off ultramethylene blue, Warcry smelling salts, Ultra DNA Revival, with 25% off on top of that, it's a loss leader. 35% off with 25% off on top of it at checkout, that's a loss leader. Zeolite tincture, creatine powder, atomic defense, methylene red tincture, MK Ultra brain booster, ultimate shell energy, on and on and on. This is the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now, and I thank you for your support. You won't be disappointed. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm going to get into this more later after our guest leaves us, but I got a bunch of videos right here, and I'm not trying to attack these people, but I mean, give me a break. You got all these people going out trying to have direct confrontations with black people, Jews, you name it, saying really mean, horrible things, and you got a First Amendment right to say it. My point is, if you're not working for the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL, then what are you thinking? Because the average Jew or black person or whatever is not dialed into the New World Order larger plan. So why not just educate them and get them on our side instead of going out and acting like a cartoon character? So I'm going to do a little bit of a prelude to this. Our guest comes on. I'll get more into it later. But, you know, you have folks going to city council saying, let's burn down all the mosques. Now, the Muslims do burn down our churches, but the point is, we'll lose the moral high ground here. The left's going to end up winning if this continues. This is Jake Lang. You know, burn down the mosque, and I've asked Jake to come on. Yeah, these guys confront a bunch of Jews, literally screaming and yelling at him, saying, I'm not going to talk to you. You're a Jew. You deserve to be destroyed. It's like I told Bill Zerian when he says, you know, just kill all the Jews. I was like, well, that's why I'm against Trump saying kill all the Persians. It's not very Christ-like. So we don't want to become what we're fighting, is my point. So let's go ahead and just go to this 2-minute clip of confronting random Jews and berating them about how disgusting they are. If these guys aren't on the government payroll, I'm inviting these guys on, by the way. They should be. This is very destructive. Here it is.
This guy's Jewish. What's up, man? What's your thoughts about Jews on baby penis?
Excuse me?
I said, oh, yeah, you cross-eyed Jew?
Whether I'm a Jew or not.
You are Jew.
You are Jewish.
You are Jewish.
Disgustingly Jewish.
You're
so Jewish and disgusting looking.
You're so Jewish. You're hideous.
So Jewish? What's your thoughts about your Jew sucking baby penis?
So I actually... As a religious
practice, oh, yeah?
I take care of people.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm standing up for white people. The same people, your people are trying to replace it. You're not
you're
white,
not
you're Jewish.
You're not white, guy.
You're Jewish. You're not Jewish, not scum. You got Israel. Go to Israel. Go to Israel. Go to Israel.
You're
a cross-eyed Jew.
Look at this dysgenic Jew.
Look at how dysgenic he is. Look at his cross eyes. Look at his ears. Disgusting pedophile protecting Jew scum.
What's your plan here?
Shut up, Jew. We're going to expel all you Jews back to Israel. Go home. 110th time. Here's your Jew buddy.
No. What's
hey, is this your boyfriend from Grindr?
What's your plan?
Two gay Jews here have arrived. Why don't you leave our country, Jew?
Your country?
Yeah. We built this country. Europeans, not you filthy Jews. Why did Henry Ford write a book called, you know who Henry Ford is, right? Henry Ford. Model T? Familiar?
Nazi.
Oh, Nazi. The Ford, the inventor of the Ford, is a Nazi. Okay. Yeah. Why did he write a book called The International Jew, warning us about your scummy people?
I don't know why he did what he did.
You're Jewish scum. I don't debate with scummy Jews.
Buddy.
Look at you, creepy Jew, getting all sweaty. Filthy, sweaty Jew. Smell like penis blood. That's what you smell like.
I'm so sick of seeing
you. Disgusting foul. Shit.
What?
Your Holocaust is fake, scumbag Jew.
My Holocaust?
Yeah, your fake Holocaust.
Your friends.
Your fake Holocaust. Why is it illegal to question in 18 countries? Why is it illegal to question 18 countries, filthy Jew? Answer the question, you filthy Jew. You started the engagement, you retard. You too, scumbag.
I have a question.
Yeah, shut up, Jew. When are, yeah, my question is, when are you going home?
My question is...
Shut up, Jew.
So I noticed this is all boosted on social media. I'm not judging the people involved in this, but I think we should address this as Israel trying to run our elections, trying to censor us, all the rest of it, but not do it from a hateful position. And that's really, really important. We'll talk about that with Pastor Joel Webben straight ahead and how we actually turn this around straight ahead. We'll be right back. Be sure to share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you, and I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Methylene red capsules are in. Clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus performance, cellular energy. No crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, keep moving. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red proprietary. Our Bolac colostrum is the best. Our Irish sea moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexandshore.com.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger. Louder. Unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. alexjoneslive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Spiritual problem on this planet, and no one even denies that now. You don't hear about atheism anymore. No, we're in a simulation and some evil group controls us. We're going to break out, rebel against God, and you see this war against God. You see this war against decency, against the family, against everything that works, against God's plan. And now we see everything hidden being revealed as the Bible told us it would be. And we see all these distractions, the aliens, all the rest of it, being brought forward. So I wanted to get Joel Webben on. I've seen his stuff over the years. He goes on quite a bit with Harrison Smith. Wanted to get him on to talk about the way out of this. Instead of just talking about the AI takeover and the globalists, everything that's happening, how do we respond to that? He's the founder of NXR Studios, president of Right Response Ministries, pastor of local church, Georgetown, Texas, north of Austin. He's a husband of one and a father of five, Joel Webben, W-E-B-B-O-N, on X. We're talking about Christianity and nationalism, postmillennialism, a particular doctrine of the end times, Romans 11, patriarchy, race, Thomas Massey Houston, libertarianism, AIPAC, Trump polling at 35 or lower, and so much more. So a great time to have you on, Pastor Joel Webben, to talk about the situation. I've thrown a lot of stuff there. What do you think we should tackle first? Maybe the 100,000-foot view of it, the good versus evil battle. I mean, like never before, it's out in the open. There is a great awakening, a great coming back to Christ, back to the faith. I mean, do you agree with that statement? And where are we right now in the year 2026?
Absolutely. First, thanks for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it. It means the world. I've been watching you, and I appreciate your courage and willingness to be early. I'm friends with Nick Fuentes, and I remember telling him about a year ago on the phone, the first time I connected with him, because he gets a lot of attacks like you do. You know, you got Gandalf and Frodo Baggins there, you know, putting their neck on the line. And I remember telling him, I said, Israel always killed the prophets. You read the Old Testament scripture, the prophets, you know, they're always put to death. Jesus says, you know, like, was there ever a prophet that your fathers did not kill? You build tombs and monuments to the prophets after they've been buried 6 feet under dirt, right? After it pans out that they're right. The prophets receive honor, but they receive honor after they're already dead and buried. But there was no prophet at the time that you didn't hate, that you didn't oppose, and that you didn't kill, whether it be Jeremiah or Isaiah. And this is what I told Nick, and I'll tell you the same thing, just appreciating what you've done. And it works into the question that you just asked. The prophets aren't killed for being right. They're killed for being first. They're not killed for being right. They're killed for being first. And so what do we have to do? Where are we at in the year of our Lord 2026 and all these things that are going on? One of the big things, right, getting a 30,000 foot view, macro view of what is God in his sovereignty actually doing? I think one of the things that God is doing is he's frustrating alliances. A psalm says this, that God holds the kings of the earth in derision. He who sits in the heavens laughs. He mocks. He's not getting up. He's not anxious. He's not worried. He's not concerned. He's sitting back. He's laughing as all the kings of the earth conspire and try to join against him. And one of the things that I think God in his sovereignty has been doing, really just in the last, especially last 4 or 5 years where the left kind of had its high water mark, you know, in 2021, 2022, God is exposing how liberalism is not a viable worldview. And that Christianity, for too long, for decades, Christians have been basically trying to beat their opponent, but within their opponent's framework. It's like trying to lift a bucket while you're standing inside of the bucket. We've been saying, okay, well, Christianity is Jesus is the author of sugar and spice and everything nice, and it's tolerance.
We've let
and
them
empathy.
Set the ground rules.
Yes, sir. But really, Christianity is not an egalitarian worldview. Christianity holds to grace. It holds to the power of the Spirit, conversion, regeneration. It holds to kindness, compassion, but it also holds to nature. God is the God of nature. There are distinctions. Men and women are different. Different races are different. Not that we hate somebody or disdain, but this blank slateism of equality of outcome or even equality of opportunity. I didn't have the same opportunity as Michael Jordan to play in the NBA, right? So all this is just kind of breaking down, and God in his sovereignty, I think, is humiliating all the different ideology of not just the left, but conservatives right now. It's like the emperor has no clothes, and people are beginning to see it. Even the conservative emperor, who was supposed to save us, you know, who was supposed to be, you know, the rescuer, he comes in, and yet he's still in the same framework. He is a conservative, but still on this liberal spectrum, and God is just dismantling that one piece at a time.
I agree. You know about Michael Jordan, best basketball player ever, hands down, raw talent, will. Why is the NBA 9% black? Because they have that talent. The idea, we're all created equal in different ways by God, but we all have different talents and gifts that God's given us. And the lie that they're going to make us equal, the only way to make you equal is to make you all slaves.
That's right. If you're going to achieve equality, you have to, you can't bring everybody up. You have to bring the best down. You have to reach the lowest common denominator. And the reality is, like, the scripture speaks to this. So this is, it's controversial. People don't like it. But the apostle Paul in the book of Titus, he says to Titus, who, like Timothy, was a spiritual son in the faith, one of his beloved disciples, he says, this is why I left you in Crete, the Isle of Crete, to put what remains in order, appointing elders in all the churches. So he's saying, hey, me and you, we were there together. We were planting churches. God's Spirit blessed it. There's been many converts, many people born again. There are churches, communities of Christians now left behind in Crete. And I left you there to take all these converts, but actually organize them into churches and appoint elders, pastors, leaders in the churches. And then just skip a chapter later, and Paul quotes a Cretan prophet. He says, one of their own said, all Cretans are liars, lazy beasts, and gluttons. And then Paul says, and this is true. And here's the deal. It's a general truth. Paul's not saying universally each and every single Cretan person is of ill repute. Otherwise, he wouldn't have planted churches there, preached the gospel
there.
But
we all have that ability to be as evil as the devil.
Amen. So he leaves Titus there because he's saying some of these guys are going to be qualified to be elders. There are good people there, but there's a general reality about the Cretan people, not for all time, but at that moment. And I think we need to be able to say, you know what? Not all people are the same. Some people are more
compatible. Well, that's compatible. Why we get the saying that person's a Cretan. They were known by all the cultures, particularly nasty.
Right. Right. So we just have to acknowledge people are different. Men and women are different. And I think that's a paleo conservative. That's what Pat Buchanan. It's not that crazy. And it's not that long ago. Everybody used to think in these terms, the idea that you could take anybody from anywhere in the world. And it's just a matter of education and just being informed correctly, or the right resources, and anybody could do anything. That is an egalitarian liberal framework. It's falling apart in real time. So we need to return to Christ. Absolutely. But in returning to Christ, submission to the lordship of Jesus means submitting to the rules of the game that he built. And God built the world. We didn't. And the world has rules. Hierarchy actually exists. The Christian impetus for those who are in positions of authority is love, humility, compassion. But the Christian worldview doesn't negate hierarchy. It doesn't pretend as though that doesn't exist. We have to work with the grain, not against it.
How would you describe, again, the crossroads the world's at right now?
The crossroads that the world is at right now is that secular liberalism is proving to be not viable. And so there's a return to nationalism. There's an aversion that's growing towards globalism. There is a return to patriarchy, or at least some kind of soft form of it. People are starting, you know, people 45, 50 and under are like, yeah, I think I'm kind of done with the boss babe thing. We love women. It's not misogyny. It's not that we hate women. But it's like, yeah, I don't really want to be lectured
by a woman.
It's women
that are saying that. Women are done.
Yeah, women are done. So there's this return to, as there's a return to the church, right? Record numbers of millennials and Gen Z going back to the Christian church in the West. And as that return is happening, because we've had lots of people in church in recent decades, but this one's different. I'm hopeful because you can see a correlation between this return to religion, predominantly the Christian religion in the West, but also a return to nature, a return to masculine leadership, national identity, not just a nation as a set of propositions or an economic zone, but people in place. I think it's heartening. It's encouraging.
But the empire is going to strike back. So looking at this, let's just take Israel as a microcosm, and the different elements there. That is now the hottest thing. It's out in the open. You've got a lot of people opposing the corruption of Israel, from a kind of bad perspective, a lot of being funded to make it clownish. But still, it shows a great awakening. This has been a taboo to criticize, and now it's out in the open. It shows that all of the intimidation of political correctness and all of this is being rebelled against. Where do you see that going?
Well, as it pertains to Israel, I say every now and then, it's not every single Stein, but it is every single time. And what I mean by that is it's not like I wake up in the morning, stub my toe, and the Jews maybe do it. But, I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. You can take the word of Dennis Prager. He would say every big major communism, Marxism, transgenderism, it's lots of people involved, not exclusively Jews, but it is disproportionately represented by Jews pushing for some of these things that have been really bad. Not every single Stein, but every single time. So here's the deal. People have gotten wise. People in America especially are kind of starting to finally throw off the dispensational Zionism, just assuming that Israel is our greatest ally. But Nick has said this, other guys have said it, and I think they're right. This has been going on a lot longer than we've been wise to it, for centuries and centuries. If you think that Israel is just going to be like, well, I guess we lost. I guess all of our plans are foiled now. And so we'll just give up. We'll just concede. No, Israel was really big on the left. You go back to the Civil Rights Movement, the Hart-Celler Act, all these things that began to kind of set the pieces to, for the breakdown, the dismantling of America. That was disproportionately led by Jews. But then all of a sudden, the left over time started to kind of have an aversion towards Jews. So then one day you wake up, the pro-Israel side, politically speaking in America, is right wing now. It's the conservatives. It's the Republicans. This is kind of what they do. And again, I'm speaking in generalities, not each and every individual. But as the right is now becoming wise to some of these schemes and saying, no, I don't want to send billions to Israel. I don't want my sons. And because we're such a wicked nation, my daughters to go and bleed out and die for a war for Israel. As the right gets kind of, wise to these kinds of things, we just need to be expecting that there will be a new development. There's going to be a pivot, and we need to be, we can't, in other words, we can't just celebrate and say, well, everybody knows. And so now, you know, they're done and they'll have to behave and we can take a victory lap.
Well, exactly. If those groups pivot from the left to the right and try to control the right, where do they go from the pivot next? A big false flag or what?
That's a great question. I do think that there are going to be some serious, false flags, and you've been really good at calling these. And, I mean, even the whole alien thing, you know, it's obvious that they're trying to distract us right now because we've been betrayed. I love Trump. I'm grateful for him. Nobody's been more loyal towards Trump than you until really just like 15 minutes ago. You held your tongue, bit your tongue, waited. Maybe he's sick or maybe this, maybe that. But now that, you know, it's the verdict's finally coming in, 99% approval rating in Israel. He's bragging about it. Meanwhile, 35% approval rating here in the U.S. We've been betrayed and everybody's kind of realizing that, not just getting wise to Israel, but also frustration and seeing with eyes wide open what this Trump administration has done to the very people who voted and put him into office. And so they need a false flag, and the war's not going to cut it because people are sick of that too. So there's going to be something. There's going to be something.
Do you think Trump was always bad? Or to me, it seems like about a year ago, he really began to change course with the Epstein stuff. And then now he makes he makes these statements that will make you lose the midterms for sure. Like, I don't care about the average American's financial stuff. I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, but your gas is too much. That's peanuts. I mean, you could come up with better slogans to hurt the Republicans to lose the midterms. To me, just cynically looking at that, like he's made a deal with the Democrats to actually lose the midterms for the Republicans as long as they make a deal with them.
Yeah, he's made a deal with someone, whether it's with the Democrats or whether it's with Israel, because we're a kangaroo court.
No, I know, but I mean, Israel manipulates that too. My point is clearly he's positioning the Democrats for a win.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, for sure. In terms of whether he's always been that way or not, I don't know. I did a video, Alex, talking about, you know, comparing you and Trump and all these different, you know, to biblical figures. And for a long time, you know, guys like me, evangelical Christians, we would have said Trump is like King Cyrus. Like, we all knew all the way back in 2015 and 2016 that Trump was not like some sanctified, spiritually mature Christian. We knew that. But we thought like King Cyrus, you know, Persian king, he wasn't among the people of God himself, but he was benevolent towards the people of God. He resourced them, provided safety for them so that they could go back and rebuild the rubble, so that the people of God could be strengthened under Cyrus's reign.
Yeah, there were pagans that God clearly used.
Exactly. God's common grace. Here's a guy who's not a Christian, but he's a friend of Christians. So praise God and his sovereignty for this guy. The more we see, I'm starting to realize, I don't think Trump was King Cyrus. I think he was King Saul. King Saul did many mighty works for the Lord at the beginning of his kingship, but then his heart grew hardened and he began to surround himself by counselors who flattered him and built up his own ego, who turned his heart even further from the Lord. And then what he ended up doing in the final analysis is a guy who God truly anointed through the prophet Samuel. Samuel was on team King Saul at first, but as the Spirit of God began to lift from King Saul, Samuel was sent by the Lord to anoint another, David. And as soon as Saul caught wind of that, Saul's trying to pin David to the wall with a spear. David's on the run. He's hiding out in the caves of Adullam. And I've got a feeling that it's probably a mercy that we don't actually have a clear contender yet, you know, dark horse, as some would say, for 2028. Because if we did, I think Trump would I think Trump will try to kill him.
100% he'll go after him. And look at those of us fighting the globalists. We're in the caves. We're suppressed, yes. Sued, attacked, hiding out in backup studios. We see the Bible, you know, repeating. It's just a repeat. It's a repeat of the same cycle.
Yes. And you're one of those guys. You've been in the caves for a while, but even when you were in the caves, you know, guys like you, guys like Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, you know, you still had some provisions, some protections,
absolutely.
You know, some degree of appreciation, at least from MAGA, never from the left, but from MAGA. And now it's just like, I don't know who hates you more, the Democrats. I don't know if Chuck Schumer hates you more or Donald Trump at this point, which is such a betrayal and so, so sad. But the final thing I was going to say is that we really, it's tempting. It's really tempting. Last thing, tempting to say, well, let's get a broad coalition and, that horseshoe theory coming into play. And there's something to be said for that. But, well, if MAGA's mad at me, you know, if Trump has betrayed me, you know, like then maybe I'll partner with the left, you know, or maybe, we'll partner with Muslims.
That's what I want to be clear on is just as we're criticizing Trump does not mean. So how do you split that? Because we should spend most of our time with the Democrats and the global leftist New World Order. Definitely the New World Order is coming with a real leftist agenda. How do we then divide the times? I tell Harrison this. I'll tell him what to say. I tell this myself. I'm like, Harrison, let's not spend 90% on Israel. Then I do 90% on Israel because it's so obvious and they stole the election from Massey. But at the same time, while we're doing that, we know there's other bigger pictures there.
Yes, absolutely. That's a funny thing is like, you know, you're on social media or Twitter or something like that. You're criticizing Israel, AIPAC, you know, Christians United for Israel, everything that went down with Massey, which is such a tragedy. You know, I posted the meme of Miriam Adelson. You know, she's shopping. It shows her on a computer screen shopping through Amazon, $22 million for an election in Kentucky. And then all of a sudden you do enough of that and you start seeing the DMs and the comments, you know, where it's a bunch of, you know, leftists saying like, hey, you know, really appreciate your work. And you're like, wait a second. I need to pivot for a moment. Remind everybody that, you know, what fellowship does light have with darkness?
That's the dialectic though, because you have the same globalist Rothschild, mainly Jewish groups that created all that anti-Israel, anti-Christian, anti-West communism. So they're creating a multipolar clash.
Exactly. So I think we just have to be clear about what we believe and being, eyes wide open to what's going on with Israel, that it's not good for America. We've got to break this entanglement. That's great. But that's not enough for a coalition. You cannot have one issue. I agree.
So many people walk into political, but they only know about Israel. There's the globalist, eugenicist, death cult, mad scientists above it. There's China. There's the EU. I mean, there's so much more. There's so much more.
Absolutely.
But Israel's controllers want to be the multipolar. They want to be in charge. They want to say, no, give us the attack, because then they will be able to control the Jews, get the donations, and make it about them to get the energy from that. Do you see the evil alchemy of that?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And so, you can't just fight on one hill. It's a multiple front battle. And so what I've told people, you know, I got invited to an event called America First United. And I think the intentions were probably good, but it was wrong headed. They wanted to like, well, maybe we could partner with some Democrats or Muslims.
Yeah, let's be clear. You got like, I'm not trying to be mean, but brain damaged, obvious idiots if they're not feds. Screaming, yelling, the worst stereotype, allied with the left and the Muslims. It's a discrediting mechanism.
Yes. So I went in there and I said, look, one issue is not enough. At the same time, you can't have a million issues. So any movement is going to have hundreds, if not thousands of values. But you can only have so many priorities. So thousands of values, but what are our priorities? And for me, I've narrowed those down to four. Christ is King. It's got to be explicitly Christian, right? So religion first, Christian.
Number one.
That's number one. Number two, it needs to be masculine. Men have just been disparaged, passed over, taken for granted.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Absolutely. We got to go back to the natural order. And women are figuring out, oh, the men sacrifice themselves. This is a big job. Not like some great, you know. Yeah, we're designed for it. That's the whole point.
Yes.
And the other two points when we come back. But this is exactly what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give the other side the power of hating them. Transcend it and lead people out of it. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Our special guest is Joel Webbin. Stay with us. We'll be right back. have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos. And Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen. But I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support. Because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So no one can deny the fact that we're at a crossroads. Major changes are happening. Good versus evil is on the plate. People are waking up. And our guest, Pastor Joel Webben, was getting into these four big points. And I heard his first two. I totally agree with him. And I want to say this again. And women are figuring this out quickly. because we're all one species made by God. The whole universe is divided into male, female, the key, the lock, the whole deal. It's the way the synergy works, the perfection of God. Men are designed to sacrifice. Men are designed to break their backs. Men are the terraforming operations of the women and the children to go out and do this. We are the servants, actually, but that's why when we're running operations, we are the leaders. And then God is the ultimate leader above that. And you get in line with that, you're fulfilled, you're empowered. And women are now figuring that out. They've never been more isolated, more enslaved. Men are put in arrested development, Peter Pan syndrome, never become men. So they're totally unhappy. They don't know what it is to take on responsibility. It's like lifting weights. You just get stronger. You don't get weaker. As Nietzsche said, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. So start over, Joel, with your 4 points.
Yeah, so it's Christ is king. It's the exclusivity of Christ. So Christian nationalism, I am a Christian nationalist. Number two, patriarchy or masculinity, masculine leadership, that is a must. Third, I know it's probably the most uncomfortable for Americans. We kind of just have this aversion towards the word race, but race realism, I'm not a racial essentialist. I think that Christianity trumps race, religion.
But you have to recognize it because other groups do it as well. It is the nature of the universe that people are divided into races and tribes.
Correct. And if everybody gets to do identity politics except for white Christian males, right? I mean, think about that.
Well, it's like why is it that whites are targeted? Answer that question.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's like if you're in some kind of tournament and there's multiple teams and every other team doesn't have to play by a certain set of rules, but then you have
Get to admit they're on a team. You don't get a team.
That's right. And it's not just the left. Like, we have to be honest. Trump did this. Gays for MAGA, women for MAGA, right? Black for MAGA. It's everything except for white men.
So why is the Antichrist system against Western Europeans particularly?
Because God, in his exceedingly great mercy over the last 1500 years, used not exclusively, but undoubtedly, predominantly white European.
Well, that's
Christian
right. In the Old Testament,
men.
He used the Jews. And since
that's right.
The Dark Ages, he's used Western Europeans. That's a fact.
He has. They built the world.
So it's really true.
Yeah.
Western Europeans have been the new chosen people.
Yes. Yes. And to be fair, because the Jews didn't want to be the chosen people. They say they do, but their Messiah came to them. He came to his own and they knew him not. They chose to crucify the Messiah. For 2,000 years, God has held out his hands for repentance, this opportunity, repent.
And then a lot of the Jews say, we've got providence because they're here. No, they knew where to run who had the birthright now.
That's right. And you know what's so sad about that, Alex? The Apostle Paul even said, all right, that's it. I'm not going to the synagogues anymore. I'm going to be an apostle to the Gentiles. But he says this, but my motivation, or at least part of my motivation, is that by ministering to the Gentiles and seeing God's blessing and his spirit and his promise be poured out on these Gentiles, my hope is that my fellow kinsmen, according to the flesh, Jews, might be stirred up to a godly jealousy as they witness God's blessing poured out on the Gentiles, that they would see that and it would be a sign to them that the Gentiles who have received Christ are under God's blessing because Christ really was
the Messiah. It's so beautiful what Paul wrote. My uncle was such a theologian, his favorite person was Paul, other than Christ. But speaking of that, people don't know who Paul was. He was like Darth Vader hunting down Christians.
Yes. Yeah, no, it was bad. It was bad. And God saved him. So he says, I want to stir up my own kinsmen, the Jews, to this godly jealousy. And now what do we do today? Think about this. It really is wicked. What we do today, Western, predominantly Christian nations, we look to Israel and we say, you know what? All this blessing that we have stored up over a millennia through Christendom by obedience to God and hard work, God blessing us.
And defeating Islam's invasion.
That's right. You can have all this blessing for free while still rejecting Christ. Teaching the Jews, allegedly our greatest ally, we're actually teaching them rejection of Christ pays off. Rejection of Christ has benefits. You just go on rejecting Christ and you can have his blessing. So it's even from an evangelical Christian standpoint,
America protecting and defending Israel, a Christian nation giving God's, covenant manifest destiny, as George Washington stated, literally living under that, claiming we get it from them.
Yes. So those are the four things. It's Christian nationalism. It's masculinity. It's a race realism, not hating anybody, but recognizing that people are not fungible widgets that can just be replaced. America is a particular people. It's a particular place. It is not exclusively white, but it is majority predominantly white. That's a good thing. That's our heritage. It's our history. We should not seek to replace white people in Western nations. And the fourth one, just being against, you know, people say anti-Zionist, and that's sure, that's fine. I think the best way to say it is I am anti-Jewish supremacy in non-Jewish countries. In non-Jewish countries, there should not be Jewish supremacy in our political arena, in Congress, in business, and all these kinds of things.
And we just saw AIPAC brag about removing Massey and then correct. Coming out and saying, we'll shut you down if you say it. So they can announce it, but then we can't report on it.
Exactly. They say it, and it's a celebration. We say it, it's anti-Semitism. So these big four points, we're actually doing a conference coming up in the next few months around this theme, and I'm pretty sure, talking to your producers ahead of time, we've got a trailer that we might be able to show.
Yeah, it's up at DFW, right?
Yes, sir. So we're going to be in Irving, the Irving Convention Center. It's right there by DFW and by Love Field, Irving, Texas. Dallas, DFW area. It's going to be November 12th, 13th, 14th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We've got James Fishback, who by that time, we'll see. It's a tough race, but Lord willing, he might be governor-elect of Florida. We've got J.P. Sears. I know you like J.P. Alex, you've had him on the show. I actually just did something with him. I think he said he might be hosting for you next week or with Alex Jones Network. And then we've got Calvin Robinson. We've got your very own Harrison Smith. He'll be there. So we're excited about this. We're going to be talking about it's called Christ is King, America After Trump. We've got to begin to think past Trump.
Yeah, we should start talking about that because he's wrecking what we had built. Let's get into Thomas Massey. But first, I want to talk about people that don't know postmillennialism. Dispensationalism, it's only 170 right. years old or so. Explain to people how the Protestant church became this just pro-Israel cult.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got Theodore Herzl, and then, you know, you've got John L.C. Darby, and then the Scofield Bible. The Scofield Bible was a reference Bible. So it's not just the Bible, but it's got all the little, you know, commentaries and study notes. And it was just widely spread and funded by the Rothschilds and all these different things. And I think, you know, there was a scheme to be sure. I think there was some malice, malintent, but also I think a big part of it is people just came home. We had two world wars. And I consider those to be civil wars. It was Christians against Christians. I'm not saying nobody did anything wrong. But it's white, predominantly white Christian nations at each other's throats twice. And the whole Western, which was predominantly the Christian world, was just so defeated, so disenchanted, that this kind of never again mentality, never again are we going to have any kind of dogma, strong convictions, strong beliefs that might lead towards confrontation.
Well, that's conflict. What the Carnegie Foundation said after World War I. How do we end conflict? They said in men and women, in the family, in competition. And by World War II, they adopted it as the UN, even though it was the globalist, eugenicist, British Empire Rothschild system that financed World War I and World War II, playing both sides off against each other. So they claim they want world peace by world government, but really when they say world peace, they mean the end of humanity as we know it.
Yes. Yes. So everybody came back so defeated that those eschatology, just doctrine of the end times, views like amillennialism, postmillennialism, were kind of just disregarded, and people began to think dispensational Zionist premillennialism because they were looking at...
Well, explain what that means, because a five-year-old can read Revelation, right. And it says the beast wages war against the saints and overcomes them. He goes through the tribulation.
That's right.
Then Christ returns. Then the dead in Christ rise. A five-year-old can That's read. Right. There is not a pre-tribulation rapture. People get so pissed. It's not
That's
there.
True.
So,
it's not there.
But so it's a cop out. The Bible's being fulfilled. World government, mark of the beast is all coming. They're like, oh, I'm just waiting to get raptured here any minute. Meanwhile, they're going to just bypass that to, oh, the Messiah's here and fixed it all. They're being primed right. for the Antichrist.
Right. Yep. The first thing that you see in chapter 1 of Revelation is these things which are to come to pass soon. And, you know, I don't know about you, Alex, but 2,000 years doesn't feel that soon. I'm aware
of
that.
Yeah, well, in God's mind, it's not even a second.
1,000 years are like a day, and I'm totally aware of that. God is infinite outside of time. He's the Alpha and Omega, so there's, you know, there's an argument to be made there. But I'm a partial preterist. Preterist just means past or fulfilled in the Latin. So
you think Titus 70 AD was the Antichrist. Listen, you didn't have a mark of the beast. You didn't have a world government. You didn't have all the flying insects with mountains of fire. You didn't have the world government, the 10 regions, the three. To me, that is so empowering. So I reject the pre-rapture people, but my goodness, what's going to happen to the preterists?
There's a lot going on.
When we have world government, everything the Bible said, you're thinking Titus and it's all over.
Yeah, not Titus and it's all over. So that's not my view, but I do think that what happened in AD 70 fulfilled a lot of it. But you're right, there's crazy things going on.
Well, you know the Bible. There's many antichrists. It's waves of the same thing building.
That's right. So 1 John says many antichrists have gone out into the world. So I don't see it as a figure. I see the spirit of the antichrist that has possessed many individuals throughout the centuries, throughout time, and that is still occurring today. So I certainly agree with that.
Well, regardless, we know that the pre-tribulationists are in for a big surprise.
Yeah, well, so that we totally agree on. And basically, you got to stop checking out. If we don't fight, we're in trouble. You're not going to just beam me up, Scotty. You're going to have to fight.
100%. But that's what happened in the Old Testament, New Testament. Everybody had to go through tribulation.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, the message of the gospel, the whole Christian impetus is not that God spares us from suffering. It's that Christ is with us through suffering. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil because I won't have to walk through the valley. No, because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
And that's when you get so close to God is in the main challenges. That's the whole point of it.
That's right. Amen.
In my experience, and I read about this in the Bible, but I experienced it, God takes you right to the edge. As long as you don't give up and believe in God, then God takes you over and shows you right at the last minute, always, like the widows might, and then rewards you right after. It's like it is. Yes. What you read in the Bible is exactly how it works. It is crazy. God has a methodology.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Just like Abraham, it's like, you know, God doesn't say, just kidding, halfway up the mountain to sacrifice his son Isaac. It's not until the dagger is hovering an inch above the chest of his son that the angel of the Lord steals his hand.
Once he made the decision to kill him, and the angel stopped him and said, there's the ram. He's like, he was doing
it.
Right.
That's right. You're right. Yep. Absolutely. So yeah, we're excited about this conference and I'm hopeful America after Trump. We got to talk about it now because here's the deal. It's not just 2028. By the time we get to the time of this conference, we probably will have a lame duck presidency. We'll already be after Trump in many regards, you know, effectively.
That's after the midterms. People don't know. What do you think's happened to Trump? I mean, he is just out of his mind.
Yeah. You were kind of asking that later. Was he always like this? Yeah. I mean, we got to be honest. You know, we didn't want to say it a whole lot at the time because God was using him in his common grace to do a lot of good things for Christians. And we were grateful for that. But here's the deal. Trump is a 1990s liberal Democrat from New York. He always was and always will be. He always had a big ego. He's the guy who posed with Hugh Hefner. He's a guy who has, you know, had multiple marriages. So he's never like a convicted Christian. So here's the thing about Trump that, as far as I can tell, he's not an ideologue. And that might sound like a good thing because we usually think of guys on the left as ideologues, you know, pushing the transgender ideology.
No, but he's more of a chameleon.
Yes. The only thing that I think he really has an ideology on is more the economics kind of things, like take Greenland or Cuba or, you know, things.
Yeah, he sees it as winning. Like he's the football coach. We're winning a football championship.
That's right. Yeah. So, and that's his expertise, business, right? That's what he's done. So I think he has some real ideology and convictions on economic things. Beyond that, when it comes to morals and virtues and truths, Trump really just depends who's in the room with him, who's flattering him, who does he like at any given moment. And
I totally agree. And the deep state learns not to oppose him on the surface. They just kiss his ass and he gives them whatever they want.
They do. That's right. Laura Loomer, Mark Levine, you know, Lindsey Graham is crazy. Like these guys are MAGA now, the Never Trumpers. They're now MAGA. But that's who Trump is. And honestly, God bless him for the things that he did in the past. But, we got to get him out. He's got to go. We need someone better. And I'm not ready to call it. J.D. Vance, maybe, you know, but I don't.
Certainly. I mean, Rubio is very competent, but a neocon.
Exactly. So Rubio's competent, but he loves himself some Israel. There's never been a war in the Middle East that that guy doesn't love. And so not really a big fan of that. And then Vance has some of the rhetoric, but I mean, he just came to his home state of Ohio and voted for Vivek, you know, and it's like, I'm not trying to judge him. I appreciate him. I'm not saying that this means he's not a Catholic or that he's not, sincere in his spiritual convictions. But the guy, you know, he named his son Vivek. He married an Indian woman. He's, you know, Thiel put him, you know, Peter Thiel put him into positions. And so it's just hard. It's hard to trust that. And maybe he surprises us, you know, so I'm not saying I know for sure. I have a crystal ball. But right now I'm skeptical of anybody who, even if they have some good rhetoric, is like heritage Americans and we have to care for our own.
Sure, but if we focus too much, he'll be the president. Instead, governorships, members of Congress, local government.
Yes, you're right. So that's why right now, like politically speaking, I'm even though I live in Texas and I care about my home state and I'm doing some things behind the scenes and on the ground, big forward facing thing is, right now I'm kind of like all in on guys like James Fishback, because that's what it is right now. It's like, let's get some good governors in place. Yeah. Guys in Congress. But man, at 2028, I don't think we have a real guy that we can say, yeah, this is our guy.
Oh, yeah. I've met J.D. Vance. I know J.D. Vance. I get a good feeling. I mean, he comes off as a really good, decent guy. And I don't think he's bad. They say he was grown, grown in a laboratory or whatever. Some people saw he had promise. This is a good guy to run for office. But at the same time, I don't think we put all our eggs in that basket because I think the Republicans are getting behind Rubio.
I think you're right. I think they're right now, if it was between the two, a year ago, everyone would say Vance, you know.
But see, that speaks to why Vance is better, because the system clearly wants Rubio. So
the system wants Rubio. Absolutely. With Vance, I just say, like, there's three things, and you know him, so you know more than I do, but three things. There's his quintessential Americana upbringing, right? I like that. But then there's his family. I'm sure his family is precious, so please don't mishear me. But the order amoris, natural affections, these are Christian doctrines. You cannot have a wife and children and in-laws and extended family members that live in another nation and not have some kind of conflicting, you know, we just have
well,
to.
Well, it goes back to Israel. It goes back to That's Israel and dual citizenship.
Correct. So on the family piece, there's some red flags. And then on the backing and the techno right, I don't like the techno right, Alex. I'm not really. I want,
you see him more as opportunists, you know, that just came into pose as being right wing.
Right. Here's the deal. I think it's inevitable. The best I can say is, like, we're going to have a surveillance state. I don't like it, but it's probably going to happen. You know this. You've been calling this out for decades. It's probably going to happen. It's not whether, but which. Which one is it going to be? And you know what? Maybe Palantir.
I was about to say, do you want Google or do you want Palantir? Exactly.
Exactly.
You want Palantir,
so it's not
China.
Whether, but which. It's not whether, but which. So you're absolutely right. Here's some of the things I don't like, though. Alex Karp. He's done a lot of good things. He's said a lot of good things. He's pretty white, right wing, or at least appears that way. But a lot of people don't realize this. He's also the guy who said that when he was asked, he said, one of my greatest fears
is a Christian nationalist will throw me off a cliff.
Correct. I don't like that, man. So it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. So anyway, Vance, three things. It's the tech associations. Don't like that. It's the family. I'm sure his family is precious. Please don't hear me wrong. I don't hate all Indian people. I'm not saying that, but I don't really want the leader of the free world, the president of the United States.
India wouldn't want somebody that wasn't Indian as their president.
Exactly. I think it's a fair critique. I'm not being mean-spirited. The last one, though.
No, if there was an Indian man in India and then his wife was American, the Indians wouldn't vote for him.
Correct. Let's just be on everyone else in the world is allowed to think that way and does think that way.
We have to get back to our basic tribalism, which is territorialism, which is property.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, you're not in a motorcycle gang unless you're really in the motorcycle gang. I mean, it's just like at a certain point, I get that. We have to stand up for ourselves. In closing, I think Apex bit off more than they can chew with their arrogance. Where do you think that's going? I see the backlash getting, we already said earlier, I think the Israel lobby is going to blow some stuff up, and I mean fast. I think it falls
100%. Yeah, no, you're right. 100%. They overplayed their hand just like the left did. with Biden, you know, or whoever was running, you know, the White House during that time. They overplayed their hand, backlash. Israel has overplayed its hand. There's going to be backlash. Here's the difference, though. We got to acknowledge AIPAC may be done, or maybe they do a false flag and bomb something, or, you know, whatever. But if you think that Israel is done, Israel, we're talking about a group of people, again, not every single Stein, but every single time, a group of people who for centuries and centuries have been able to, oh, got kicked out of this country. I'm going to pivot, try something else in this other country. Like, they're going to pivot. They are not done. Stay vigilant. Don't grow bitter in your heart. Don't hate anybody, but have discernment. Be aware. See through the schemes, because it's not going to go away.
Well, all I know is this. It's a larger dialectic, how the mainly Jewish left funded communism and now the left, and then points to the Democratic Party and says, oh, look, they're a scourge. Well, you basically created it. It came out between your legs. So,
right.
Like, I don't want a war with Israel. I don't have some hard-on for Jews. But right. I understand the dialectic their leaders are creating, where they build all this. It's like the Southern Poverty Law Center caught running all the Nazi groups. We do that forever. Right. It's elementary. Like Israel founding and running Hamas. It's elementary. Build your enemies so you can play victim.
Yes. Yep. Yep. That's what happens. For sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many times these groups need to keep rolling the dice, but we got nuclear weapons. Now, this needs to stop. And all the idiots want to destroy Israel. They're going to bring us all down that way. It just needs to stop. That's why we need Jesus. All right, Joel Webben, pastor. Great job. People can find all your work at Joel Webben on X and also on Instagram. Or where else people find you? Where's the best place to find you?
Yeah, X is the best place. We're on YouTube. That's probably our biggest platform. So just search NXR Studios on YouTube. But I am a local pastor. That's my main vocation. And I love when people come and visit the church. I try not to say the name of the church because reporters will come and things like that. But we're in Georgetown, a Google search. Where's Joel Webben? You'll find it. I like to just not give the extra step, make it too easy on my enemies.
I love how liberals are so dumb. They gave me five shirts. That's funny. All right.
Exactly. Georgetown, Texas, north of Austin.
Very beautiful area. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right. Joe Biggs is on with us, and then I'm going to get into all this stuff. There's clones on TV and body suits and rubber masks and all that. I'm being accused of that. We'll get to that. And I got a bunch of other news. Tulsi Gabbard's resigned. It's all coming up in hour number four today. Then Harrison Smith is coming in here to lay it all out, 3 to 6 p.m. in the War Room. And if you fund us and support us, we're going to hire more hosts back, more reporters back, totally kick ass. If you support us, we will build it. This is your InfoWars. So, thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own it. It owns the Alex Jones Network. The bad guys can't shut it down. All you got to do is go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the great products, and we will stay on air, and we will expand. And we got a huge sale that is running just through Monday. The Memorial Day sale, on top of all the other sales that are already there. Some stuff's buy one, get one free, like ultramethylene blue and T3, the very best iodine. On top of it, 25% off on all the other sales through Monday at midnight going into Tuesday morning. So take advantage of that right now. T3 trifecta iodine tincture, buy one, get one free. Or ultramethylene blue tincture, buy one, get one free. Or mix and match, get one T3, get a methylene blue. Whatever you want, thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of paid for apparel and so much more. I want to thank you all for your support. We cannot do this without you. The bad guys at every level do not want this show on the air. That's why when you share the feeds from Alex Jones on X and Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, it changes the world. So you're the reason we're successful. We are in this together. Thank you so much. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take advantage of the huge Memorial Day sale. Buy one, get one free. That's about to end and more. Hour number four with former political prisoner Joe Biggs. Straight ahead. Draft politicians for World War III. Like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Joe Biggs just had his complete conviction thrown out. Also wanted to get his take on Trump's $1.776 billion slush fund to compensate victims of January 6th. The Democrats have all these programs. They almost $1 billion given to Black Lives Matter when they rioted and attacked everybody. The Democrats gave them that money. So they're calling this evil and an evil slush fund and all that rest of it. I just call balls and strikes. I don't see that as a corrupt bad thing. And I do see, you know, Middle Eastern countries giving billions of dollars to his son's Bitcoin companies, and then that money goes to them. I mean, I do see issues there, but we'll be talking about that with Joe Biggs coming up at 6 after. And then we'll talk to him about 45 minutes, and then I'm going to get to some of the other news we haven't hit. Ebola outbreak in Congo poses very high risk, and magically they've already got the Ebola vaccine just ready a week ago. Same thing with the ticks. And the Lyme disease vaccine. And then also this former deputy head of CENTCOM, people says wearing a skin mask. And the very same people saying he's wearing a skin mask say, I'm wearing a skin mask and I'm a clone. Well, if I'm a clone, I don't know I'm a clone. So that'll be kind of entertaining. And that's coming up. But I wanted to get Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, Army veteran, and good friend of mine, and obviously J6 former political prisoner's take, just in general on Trump. So I had Enrique Tarrio, the former head of the Proud Boys on, you know, Joe Biggs has also been one of the deputy heads of it, founded by Gavin McGinnis. And no evidence in their show trial that they actually plotted something. They didn't do anything wrong. And then they had huge 20-plus year prison sentences, and Trump commuted that. But now it looks like they're finally getting rid of it. So that's a good thing. I bet it's hard for Biggs to bash on Trump when Trump's been his life preserver and Trump's done so many good things. That's where I'm paradoxically confused, is that I want to support Trump with the good things he's doing. Like Trump officials tried to ban half the U.S. voting machines, citing conspiracy theories, says MSM and AP. That's not a conspiracy theory. You can hack into them all. They're constantly getting caught stealing elections with these things. So it is a paradox where we have to criticize Trump where he's starting to go wrong. So he course corrects, but we also have to remember the Democrats are the big issue. I don't agree with Nick Fuentes. Let's just vote Democrat. That'll punish the Republicans. What, is Cory Booker going to save us? But at the end of the day, nobody's going to save you. You're going to have to save yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. That means by God working through you to take action and be as self-sufficient as possible, because we are in a time of massive upheaval with AI and all the rest of it. And so at the end of the day, you just have to get in the mode of learning how the universe works, being engaged, being involved. So many people I know think knowing something's weird. It's like weird if you know about the three branches of government, or weird if you know how to clean a gun, or weird if you know how to skin a buck, or weird if you know how to change oil, or weird if you know how to read poetry. They see it as like weird. You're just supposed to go through life like a robot, an NPC, and reactively respond to all the flashing lights and stimuli the system puts out. Well, that you're not conscious if you're like that. You're lower than an animal if you're like that. You've got to get involved in the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. If you think of it as work to be informed and involved, no, it's fulfilling. It is enduring. It is empowering. It's what you were designed to do. And the more knowledge I get and the more street smarts I get, the better and the better and the better and the better and the better it gets. It is so exciting. The people that are all just in entertainment, being lazy and, you know, don't really stand for anything, they're the most miserable people in the world. And they're all, at the same time, the most adverse to any type of information, any type of warnings. And I got to say, it's mainly the left. But I've seen the last few years under Trump, some of these white pillars that just say it's all trillion D chess. Trump is above God. Everything is a master plan. Just back him and it'll all be okay. Those are the newbies we woke up that kind of came and joined the team. We can't let the tail wag the dog. We'll talk about it all and more with Joe Biggs in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live.
Fire! Blow it to hell!
For the last 30 years, one man has stood against the psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones, this one man terminating wrecking ball of truth, as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide, because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity. AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we like to go directly to the source. I talked last night to Joe Biggs' lawyer on this, and he said, no, it's basically been tossed out. I was talking to Norm Pattis, but if you read the corporate news, DOJ moves to dismiss January 6th convictions against former Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, including seditious conspiracy charges. And so Joe Biggs joins us on that. Justice Department urges court to toss out convictions of Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, January 6th. So something good that Trump's doing. Volusia County Proud Boys leader Joe Biggs' prison sentence commuted. That is official right there. DOJ moves to vacate January 6th conviction for Proud Boys. And then we've also got Trump creating this 1.76 million or whatever it is, slush fund that they're calling corrupt and evil and all the rest of it. We'll put that article on screenplays or I'll send it to you. So here we are. And again, I just call balls and strikes. A lot of stuff Trump's doing is still great. So people get confused where I'm promoting what's good, I'm bashing what's bad, like this Iran war that would obviously derail the economy and the rest of it. So Joe, give us the actual facts on what's happening with you and your sentence getting overturned and Trump's $1.776 billion slush fund they're calling funding the terrorist and, you know, giving money to evil people. I know Ed Martin, he was the one that had this idea for all the stuff you guys went through. All the time the left goes and does reparations for people that were falsely imprisoned and stuff on their side. So they set the precedent for this, Joe Biggs.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. It's good to be here. Great to see you. Looking good, man. You know, this is a three-pronged process here, you know. So the first step was to, for the DOJ to, you know, initially say, hey, we're going to dismiss these charges, vacate the convictions, and it'll make it to where nothing like this happened. From that, it went to the appellate courts. And yesterday we got an answer from the appellate courts, from judges Walker, Childs, and Garcia in DC, where they said, all right, there is, basically, what is it called right here? It's called, the case is now returned to the district judge. Timothy Kelly or others handling these dockets, the DOJ is expected to promptly file a motion to dismiss the indictments under federal rule of criminal procedure 48 alpha. The government may dismiss an indictment with leave of court In practice, courts grant such motions in this type of situation when tied to pardons or a change in administration policy, and denial would be extremely rare. So what they've done is they found under the just under the circumstances order that the appellate courts find it that it's okay for the DOJ to move ahead with dismissing all these charges. Now it goes back to Judge Kelly, the man who oversaw our trial and sentenced us to way too many years. I mean, we should have never been sentenced at all. We should have been given time served to let it, you know, be able to walk out of the courthouse that day. But we all know how corrupt that is. Now it goes back to Judge Kelly, but he does not have the ability, to deny it. Everybody's saying, well, we still have to go through Judge Kelly. I've had Alan Fuhrer from the New York Times, all these different people calling me. And the fact is, no, the district judge cannot deny this order from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. The order, which was issued yesterday in case number 23-3092 in consolidated cases involving Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, does two main things. It vacates the judgment, the convictions of the district court. It remands the cases back to the district court specifically for consideration of the government's forthcoming motion to dismiss the indictment. And this is a binding directive from a higher court. District judges must follow mandates and orders from the Court of Appeals. They have no authority to deny, reject, or refuse to implement them. So
Judge and 99% Kelly of the people that got convicted or put in prison were waved in through velvet ropes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they even showed my co-defendant, Dominic Pozzola, is the man who initially broke the window, into the Capitol, which was not true. It was a Indian fellow with a red shirt and also a red MAGA hat on. He had a 2x4, shoved it through the window. There was broken grass everywhere, glass everywhere. And Dominic just cleared that out so people wouldn't get cut on it as they were going by and things like that. So they used that as a way to, you know, kind of loop us into this conspiracy that, you know, our entire plans for that day were to go in and stop the certification of the election. And at no time did any of us ever mention anything like that. It was never on the tip of our tongue or the forefront of our mind.
We all know
you're
innocent. We know it was a setup by the FBI and Antifa. We all caught them. They would stage their arrest, take their handcuffs off, high-five them. But bigger than you, and I want you to get more into your case, is the fact that Ed Martin set this up. This was a kind of a leftover from what he did. Thank God for him and others, but at least Trump did something good here, because Trump rarely goes and protects his supporters. You know, Tina Peterson, you know, is getting out soon. So maybe Trump gets back on track. I mean, obviously you got to be a big fan of what Trump just did.
Well, of course, you know, this finally allows the world to see that, you know, we were, you know, truthfully just screwed over. I mean, the government weaponized the DOJ. They came after us for no reason. And this was all to cover up the stolen election. They needed fall guys. They needed someone. It's hard to get a president in jail, but it's easier to get what they believe to be the most dangerous people off
the
playing
field. And they tried to get you guys, some of you guys, like Enrique, to say that Trump ordered them there and they would let you out, which of course you didn't even talk to them. So at the end of the day, I think Trump basically did this because he knows it exonerates him, which he is exonerated. I was there. So were you. But it doesn't matter. One way or another, he's done the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and there are things that I do criticize him about. I mean, that's the entire reason we had 1776. We wanted the ability to have leadership that we could criticize without worrying about being thrown in jail for that. You know, so I have every right to praise some of the things that Trump does, but also criticize it and not agree with it and show that I'm upset by it, to what I see happening with the Iran war and things like that. So, you know, that's what being an American is the ability to sit here and speak our minds. And that's why the First Amendment is so important. And the Second Amendment comes right there behind it.
I want to get back into Oath Keepers and back into what's happening and all the rest of this, but you're a highly decorated veteran of Afghanistan, Iraq. When you watched this Iran thing 84 days in, Pentagon told Trump that mullahs weren't going to fall. They closed the strait. Israel convinced him. It's killing the economy. Now he's talking about another war, ground troops into the Strait of Hormuz. Just as a former military guy, what's your view on this?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. You know, I believe that when you run and you make these promises that there's not going to be any more intervention, no more new wars, things like that, that's something that you should keep your word to. You know, and the fact that they're already talking about sending troops to Poland to get them closer. We've got these ships moving all over the playing field out there in the battle space, coming up on Cuba. Now we've got all this stuff that's happening in the Strait of Hormuz. I'm not a fan of it. It doesn't look good, and it's not a promises made, promises kept thing. Now, with that being said, yes, I'm very thankful for the fact that he's done what he's done for me and my brethren. But this was a pretty big thing that he ran on, and I believe that's something that he should think about. He's got too many snakes in the grass, too many people around him right now that are giving him bad advice, and he's listening to them. You know, the first time around, President Trump was firing people left and right. We haven't really seen a lot of that going on. Trump's just letting these guys kind of do what they want to do. I think that they tell them that they're going to do what he asked them to do, and then Trump goes on air and just says that it's happening without actually going back and checking to make sure these guys are following through with the orders that he gave them to do. These people are running wild. They're doing whatever they want. And it's making them look bad, and it's hurting the country. I mean, the fact that Trump goes out and makes statements like gas is fine, that food prices are fine. No, they're not. They're through the roof. It's insane. You know, just,
well, he said he doesn't think about Americans' financial problems.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's sitting in the White House right now, and he's also a billionaire. That's not something he's ever had to worry about before. So, you know, he's got to ground himself again and bring himself back down here to earth where the rest of us are, the people who put him there, and understand that we are hurting and that it does cost an arm and a leg just to go to the grocery store. I can't remember the last time that, you know, my girlfriend and I, Angela, have gone to the grocery store and haven't had to pay $400 for groceries for two people. You know, it's insane the amount of money it costs to feed yourself here. And, gas is through the roof. I drive a motorcycle and it costs me about $20 to fill up my motorcycle, which is unthinkable. I've never had to do that before. Maybe $10 at the most.
Now my truck's 130.
Yeah. My Chevy Silverado is $75, almost $80, depending on where I go. And it's just a two door, you know, so, it's insane out there. And I think he needs to get grounded again. He needs to fire some of these people that he has to know were bad around him and start to, surround himself with good-minded people, people with the America-only agenda. You know, America First sounded great, but America First turned into more wars and things like that. We need to go to America-only. We need to worry about our problems here.
It was MTG at first, so I'll say that. But, I mean, if we look at what, he's not just throwing his old supporters on the bus. He's allied with the never-Trumpers like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, who literally say if America's too expensive for young people, just move out of it. Well, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. If you actually study the world, it's total Marie Antoinette let them eat cake behavior. And yeah, we know the Democrats are even worse. The point is that this idea that we get from kind of the white pillars, they're the minority of Trump supporters, but they're a big group, that we're traitors when we try to get Trump back on track. That's just insane.
Yeah, you know, the media will be listening to this right now. They all know I'm going to be on here. They're going to try to find any sympathy they can to put out there for Trump and see, look, this guy's not even grateful. I am grateful for what he's done for me and my family thus far. I'm glad that he kept his promise on this. It took a while, but hey, good things come to those who wait. You know, this time has taught me a lot about patience. It's helped me find God. It's helped me become a better human being and father. And, you know, after the fire that I've been put into and forged in, there's a new Joe Biggs, you know, and I feel a lot stronger and tougher and I'm ready to fight back. But we still have to be honest, though. There are things out there right now that I'm just not, you know.
Well, let's be clear. We love the Trump. They got a lot of good stuff done. We would be bad people if we didn't get Trump to course correct on things that will lose the midterms.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's our job as American citizens, because right now I don't think he has hardly anybody around him who's telling him the truth. People tell Trump what they think he wants to hear, and that's the bad thing. He needs more people around him that are just going to be honest. There's a story I heard of John Rich at a dinner table with Trump and all that, and everybody's just kissing Trump's butt. And John Rich goes, no, it's not great. This isn't good. The COVID vaccine sucks. It's killing people. And Trump is like, you know, in awe and shock.
Yeah, that's the country music singer. No one's told him the truth. He told the story.
Yeah, they're sitting at dinner and Trump's going on like, hey, how's this? And then it turns to the COVID vaccine and everybody at the table and his administration is like, oh, it's great. It's great. Oh, everything's great. Everyone loves it. And John Rich just kind of sits there, you know, just flabbergasted by the entire scenario and goes, Mr. Trump, you know, if you don't mind, I'd like to say something. I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass like everyone else in here, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I know people have died from this vaccine. It's not doing good. People don't like it. They're having a lot of health issues. You know, young men and women are dying at, very early ages that have never happened before. And, something needs to be done about it. And Trump acts like he's never even heard that before. So he needs more people like that around him who are willing to just be blatantly honest and go, look, I like where your head's at. And I'm glad that you want things to be good. But right now, this particular thing is not good. It's going wrong. We need to fix it, and change our course on this, matter. And let's help the American people. Let's not continue to harm them. So, you know, we need more of that around him. He needs stronger people who are going to be honest and be willing to stand up.
How is that hard to understand? Because the Laura Loomers and the Mark Levins and even CNN does this. Oh, these people hate Trump now, and they're traitors, and they're idiots, and they're Qatari agents. Meanwhile, Qatar gives him like a $300 million airplane or whatever, $400 million airplane. And I'm just sitting there going, this is insane. I mean, but where do you think, what's AIPAC going to do now that they obviously stole the seat from Massey, just with the money alone, a lot of evidence of hanky-panky, 10,000 plus votes the last hour come in, all for his opponent. It's a 200 to 1. Or 1 to 199 equation. The math's been done. We've already published it, and mathematicians checked it. It's accurate that to have 300+% turnout, bigger than any other primary in Kentucky history, is a 1 out of 199 or 1 out of 200 chance. I mean, but now AIPAC knows it's backfired. They're like, oh, we weren't involved. We don't lobby. We don't have any power. After they publish articles bragging that they run our country. That's got to be, I mean, wasn't Israel thinking when they took credit? Like they said the Russians were running stuff with almost no pull. That was made up. But with Israel, it's real.
Well, think about it. You know, I'm 41, 42 years old now. You know, it's the generation over me, my parents and things like that, that were, you know, growing up their entire life believing in Judeo-Christianity, that Israel's our greatest ally and things like that. When in fact that, you know, AIPAC is here in our country and they are buying politicians in and having them do Israeli first things instead of American first things. And I think that when this boomer generation dies out of, you know, and newer blood comes in, that's what you're going to see right now. AIPAC is panicking and they're going to do whatever they can to get some younger blood in there. You'll see that happening up into the midterms. They're going to throw their money behind everything because when this older generation is too old to be in there and they're retiring and backing out, my generation and younger, we're done with it. We don't want AIPAC. We want them to be registered as a foreign agent. We want them to be out of here. We don't want any more politicians that have dual citizenship and or take money from other country lobbyists or anything like that. So they're going to have a hell of a time to maintain that tentacle grasp they have around America in the future. So right now they're panicking. They're grasping at straws to do what they can just to hold on a little bit longer. But we're not going to have it. And that's not, we've seen that, you know, the curtain's been moved. We can see behind the veil. We know what the Wizard of Oz looks like now. And it's not a good person. And we don't like this voice in there whispering in all of our politicians' ears, telling them what to do and say and how to do it. We've got too many politicians that have a deeper loyalty to another country than their own. But yet they sit here and campaign on America first. To me, it's atrocious.
But I want to be clear, though. I mean, you've got the communist Chinese, the EU, big tech, the globalists. And it's important to know about Israel. My concern is most people have woken up to globalism. They think it's only Israel. There's all these other factions and all these other issues and kill switches and all the cars and the mad scientists and the UN winning a world treaty to run our lives and Bill Gates. To me, it's the mad scientist group at the very top of it.
Yeah. I mean, China's definitely got a hand in a lot of this stuff. I mean, they love to sow discord. I mean, they're behind a lot of these protests that happened as well. Then you got the George Soros. Why is the George Soros still allowed to operate here, but all these countries around the world?
And he's funding the Muslims. So, but that's my point is, whenever I point out there's not just Israel, the Israel haters get mad and say, I'm coming for Israel. It doesn't cover up for Israel to point out there's other stuff to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. They're not the only boogeyman, but they are inside the house, you know.
They've definitely put their dick on the table. I mean,
yeah, exactly. They've thrown it out there and flopped it down and they don't care who's watching and who's looking. You know, they've become very brazen. It used to be kind of hidden and, you know, you didn't know about it. It was only kind of whispered about, you know, in dark places, but now it's wide open and everybody.
So why do you think Israel literally dumped their junk on the table? I mean, it's the dumbest move ever. I guess they didn't have any other choice.
I mean, I think they just see the, you know, the writing on the wall, you know, that lie that's been spread for so many years. It's dying off. It's wearing off. And, you know, people my age and younger are sick and tired of it. And that grasp they have on American politics is going to come to an end and they're not going to have anywhere to go. And they are doing whatever they can to hold on, for a little bit longer. You know, and it is what it is, but we've seen it and we're sick and tired of it. You know, like you said too, I mean, we've got Chinese run police stations in New York popping up. We've got all these different politicians in California.
Sharia law courts popping up. I had a Muslim get in my wife's face a few months ago at the grocery store at night. Why are you out at night? I mean, and it's not like, it's just like, whoa, America just needs to be territorial and say, we're America. We don't care if you're Muslim, Israeli.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to worrying about our veterans. I want to get back to making sure that, you know, homeowner families can buy homes. You know, these homes right now are through the roof. It's expensive as hell. And it's just not affordable right now, you know, and we need to get back to worrying about that. We need to get back to infrastructure. Why is it that half the roads in our country are shit? They suck. But if you go somewhere else like China or something like that, they have beautiful roads all over the place. Abu Dhabi, great infrastructure, amazing architecture. But here in America, it's not, it doesn't look good.
Well, we spent, what, $5 trillion in these wars now. That would make every city look like Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. I'm lost by it. I don't get it. But look, praise be to God though that Trump did do this though and help get this through. Ed Martin, Harmy Dillon, all these under individuals out there have been working in the shadows that knew that we were tortured for no reason, kept from our families. You know, it's funny though too. The left right now they're flipping out over this whole thing.
Because they say you're a terrorist, even though I was there and had dinner with you guys. We're all the day before. What do we do if Antifa attacks? Well, let's not start it. Let's just defend ourselves. I'm in the meetings with you and Stuart Rhodes, and Enrique's not even there, and he's convicted of a conspiracy. We just went there and got set up. Meanwhile, we're this evil masterminds.
Yeah, you know, here it is. You have Antifa. They are anti-government. They're anarchists. You know, they call themselves Anarchy Princess and this and that or whatever. But here they are defending the Biden administration, the government. They hate cops, but they love the Capitol Police Officer Fanon when his little crying to her. You know, thank God that his body footage has come out, the body cam footage.
All lies.
Showing that he was fine the end of the day going, oh, I'm great. Everything's fine. Nothing here. Then also seeing the footage of the Capitol Police that day going, hey, the crowd's peaceful right now. They're just waving flags. What kind of munitions do we have that we can shoot into the crowd to really get them upset and start fighting so we can, you know, get this plan in action? You know, you can't deny it anymore. We were set up. It is what it is. But the fact that the left is still holding on to this lie and this is the hill they're willing to die on, I just find it funny because they're the same people who say, I hate cops, roasting pigs in a blanket, but they're sitting here, you know, pardon my French, but sucking off these Capitol Police officers, you know, like, they're at a, I don't even want to say that. It's just bad.
It's like a $10 whore on the side of the road.
Yeah. Quayshawn, Water Melandria.
It's like a lot lizard at a truck stop. I tell you. No, but I mean, they always like invoke January 6th. Like even at the time, like 2% of Americans thought it was important. They was like, look at worse than Pearl Harbor. And it's like, what, you killed four or five citizens and none of them died.
I mean, they use the saying that I said, this will be a day that lives in infamy. You know, and I'm obviously quoting, Pearl Harbor, you know, that was said, and that was also a setup as well. We knew that was going to happen and allowed it to happen. And J6 was the exact same thing. I thought that the quote befitting. But you know, this whole weaponization thing too, this fun, it has nothing to do with just the Proud Boys. Now that's what the media is trying to spin, is that this is a fun for, the J6ers, in a sense, but no, it was for anybody, the church people that were, you know, the Catholic church people that were, you know, sought after by the FBI. Anybody like that, anyone who stood up against abortion, things like that, anybody who's ever
I'm not going to try to get the money myself, but the point is, it's been declassified. The DOJ and CIA ran the lawsuits against me, and Ed Martin was investigating the weaponization. I got killed by the new attorney general.
Well, I mean, if you can, you should. Why not? I mean, help it to fund what you got going on. It's a great show, and it needs to continue. People need to hear what you got to say. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think there's more to it. People need to be patient. Don't get their panties in the water. Get too excited. Look, we have our own lawsuits against the DOJ, things like that. We have our own lawsuits out there. I'm not really too worried about this weaponization thing. I think people are making too much of a stink out of it. We don't really know too much about what it is yet. It's still early in the process. They're slowly letting out kind of
the parameters. I remember Ed Martin told me like 8 months ago in D.C. He said, we're trying to get a fund for restitution to people that were falsely in prison. Like he said, like if an old lady walked through the velvet rope, spent a year in prison, we're going to give her restitution. It's normal.
Yeah, and they should. I mean, because
by the way, the feds have had plenty of funds like this before for people that had their civil rights violated.
I mean, look at what happened with all these, you know, the Capitol Police officers put on a pedestal, get here, go into all of our trials, crying, going, oh my God, these guys are so evil and pointing us out. Like I've never met you before, seen you my entire life, but they're bringing these people in. They're horrible actors, but the left loves horrible acting. Look at what happened to Hollywood.
I remember the Sandy Hook trial. They go, he peed on graves. And then they go, who did? Well, I never saw it. Who told you? I don't know. Just made up.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, the jury goes, you peed on kids' graves. And I'm just like, nobody did. I'm like, it's completely made up.
They make up whatever they want. It is what it is. Guess what? We're stronger than them. We're braver than them. We're going to keep fighting. Screw them. At the end, we win.
I agree. I got a bunch of other issues to cover with you on the other side. Stay with us. We're going to get to 100.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made on average are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultra-methylene red, a proprietary product. It works great with methylene blue. The by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture, just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel any time. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
We got Joe Biggs here with us, good friend of mine, InfoWars reporter in the past, former political prisoner, Proud Boy. I want to finish up with all the action by Trump, positive things you were covering, and then I want to get into some other issues with you. I'm not trying to bash Candace Owens. Overall, she does good work, but she's got, you know, Harvey Weinstein on, doing repair jobs for him. Now, Hunter Biden, oh, my God, Israel runs America, kills our presidents. It was after my dad. And you look at his cabinet, I see you guys' images of this. It was like the most Jewish cabinet ever, an Israeli first cabinet ever. We're back to that. Just wild to see. That just shows how awake people are, but only on the Israel issue, not all these other ones, that even Hunter Biden's like, you know, basically saying, you know, the Jews did it, which to a great extent this Jewish lobby is, but his dad's at the center of that. It's just crazy. That's coming up. But finishing up on Trump and your sentencing getting thrown out and all these other actions. So when you first got commuted and got out last year, you were rightfully still pissed that the whole thing didn't happen. We now know that's because the DOJ didn't recommend it, didn't get the story out. But to Trump's credit, when he got the whole story, he did the right thing, which is why I say we get on Trump's ass on all of this to get him back on track. I mean, take the war. The Pentagon said missiles aren't going to fall probably for a year, 92% chance that they close the Strait of Hormuz. And Trump's like, well, he even told Tucker like 2 months ago, last time he talked to me, he goes, it always works out for me. They'll fall. I mean, that just sounds like degenerate gambler stuff to me. But I know a lot of military guys, you know, I know you were in a lot of combat and enlisted, but really smart. But I talked to a lot of the senior people years ago. And they're like, oh, no, Iran's a whole different kettle of fish than Afghanistan and Iraq. And those were big enough problems. Let's speak to that briefly. Just from a military background, what you think is going to happen, where it's going, how do we extricate ourselves from this nightmare now?
Well, I mean, if it continues going down the path it's going down now, I mean, there will be, I'm pretty sure, troops on the ground. We're going to have boots on the ground. There are going to be operations that continue to go on. I feel like that's what they want. That's what Netanyahu wants. And what Netanyahu wants, for some reason, he gets. You know, it's the only person I've seen President Trump pull a chair out for and also push back in when he sits down and comes to the White House. I find that very odd. But, you know, if that happens, he's going to lose a lot of support. You know, AIPAC's going to be happy. The Israel First people out there are going to be happy. But your red-blooded hardcore Americans aren't going to be so happy with that. You know, like I said, one of the things that brought me to Trump was the fact that he was, you know, anti-interventionist, that he didn't want to start any more new stuff. He wasn't going to intervene in all these other squabbles and things like that. And that's something that I really like, you know, I liked about what he had, you know, and I find it disappointing that he's being led astray by some of these other people. He can correct course. He can, you know, undo some of this stuff. But if you continue down this path, those midterms are not going to be looking too good, you know. And what you see, this is, it's like a pig's trough is X now. I mean, it's just slop every day. Everyone's just, you know, patting them on the back about everything, even if it's not good. That's what I'm saying. It's our job as Americans. Trump listens to the media. Trump listens to what we the people have to say.
The glazing is insane, and I see your post too. We're traitors. We're Qatari agents. We're Iranian idiots because we know what we're talking about. I know you're geopolitically very informed. What are your former military colleagues and current ones saying? I mean, I know the ones I talk to all agree with what we're saying because they don't just listen to us. They know the truth. I mean, what are your military colleagues saying about the situation?
Yeah, none of them are supporting it. They all think it's a horribly bad idea. You know, I talk to a lot of guys that still work with SOCOM, which is Special Operations Command. You know, I haven't seen one person go, hey, Joe, just calm down, pump the brakes. It's not as bad as you think it is. It's going to be okay. Most of them are kind of just, you know, their minds blown by this. You know, they thought that they were finally going to, you know, get someone at the helm that was going to, in fact, keep us out of this kind of crap.
And Eric Prince is not some dove. He came out day one and said, this is insane.
Yeah, exactly. He did. And, you know, now Trump was supposed to be going to see his son, Don Jr., get married at Bedminster, New Jersey. The Air Force One just stopped abruptly, turned around, and now they're heading back to the White House, saying that there's some important stuff getting ready to kick off. So, you know, this is all happening right now really fast, and I don't like it. I don't think it has a good outcome.
I hadn't seen that yet. Give me the report, guys. Pull it up. Air Force One
just turned around. Yeah, Nick Sortor put it up. If you go to his X account, that guy's been doing some good stuff.
He's amazing.
But, yeah, he just posted that. But yeah, you know, things are happening really fast, really rapidly, and we need to get our mind back on what needs to be the number one focus.
No, by the way,
now,
Joe,
America.
I would love to be wrong. I said 85 days ago when it started, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the missiles fall. I'm not a fan, but the Pentagon was right. I was right. And like now the horror gets worse and worse by the minute. And then, like you said, the white pillars just chirp louder and louder that we're traitors. Oh, is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs a traitor? Is Eric Prince a traitor? No, we're right. Now look at this, Donald J. Trump.
While I very much wanted to be with my son, Don Jr., and the newest member of the Trump family, his soon-to-be wife, Benita, circumstances pertaining to government, and my love for the United States of America do not allow me to do so. I feel it's important for me to remain in Washington, D.C., at the White House during this important period of time. Congratulations to Don Jr. and Benita, Donald John Trump. What does that sound like?
You sounded like Dr. Moreau, Marlon Brando right there. I kept seeing the what do you call it? And it even sounds like Val Kilmer at the end of the movie when he does the impersonation of Marlon Brando and he's sitting there on the chair like that. He's got makeup all over his face. And he got these chimeras dancing all around and making out like it's some, you know, Hunter Biden orgy. That's all I could see. I couldn't even see Air Force One anymore. I just saw those little troglodytes running around the entire time.
Sorry.
Trying to hump each other in the jungle. Yeah, you know, look, this is the thing, though. Like I said, back to what I was saying, Trump does listen to what we have to say. And if you start seeing that his constituents, his people, his voters, his base are being honest and going, I don't like what's happening right here, guess what? He's going to listen to that and kind of change course, correct course. Now, can we be wrong?
That's why the neocons want to call us traitors and make us shut up because they don't want us to have a seat at the table.
Yeah, you know, people on X need to stop. You know, it's a pig trough. They're just slopping up anything that they're told, and it's no different than what the left does when Biden or someone else or Obama's in charge. It's sickening. It's disgusting. They have no original thoughts, and they're just doing whatever the propagandists tell them on Fox or whoever, and they just cough it back up, and they love it, and they eat it, and
they ask for more. You get boosted if you do that, and it's very, very sad.
You know what? I don't care what my follower count is on any social media. I don't even get on social media hardly anymore. You know what I care about? If I can buy groceries, if I can put gas in my vehicle. I like hanging out with my friends around here and talking about stuff like that. But, you know, too many people right now, they're too obsessed with living on X all day, and they think that's what their life is and the potential they have for life in the future. That's ridiculous. Get outside, go do something, and actually get in the real world. People are sick and tired of what's happening, and they need to get on X and express that because Trump does look to that. Trump does look to True Social and all these other platforms. People need to be honest and go, look, we are upset with the price of food, with the price of gas. We don't want another new war. You said that you weren't going to do that. I think if people could, you know, pull their heads out of their ass and stop kissing his ass.
I mean, my invitation was not as good as other people's, but I'll try it better. Like, it's beautiful. War's worth it. Increased gas prices, peanuts. I mean, these statements are insane.
We're here today.
I don't even think about the American people's finances. Don't even care. I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. Like, it's like literally stabbing Republicans in the heart for the midterm. I'm like, stop.
It's like, why is everybody showing up to all my meetings late and sweaty and hot to the back of some Indian dude's bicycle? And I would smell like curry and regret.
Speaking of Hunter, again, I don't want to get on Candace Owens bashing thing, but I got to play these clips. By the way, it came out that the contractor said, no, they said cover up and dig up all the semen as fast as possible. Total cover up there, obviously, with the killing of Kirk. I was mad at her because she had this known con artist up there putting out these ridiculous stories that can be disproven. I thought to discredit what was really happening when I first exposed the cabinet meeting 6 days after Kirk was killed. Cash Patel killed Tulsi Gabbard to just resign today, and Joe Kent investigating any foreign involvement. But now she's got Hunter Biden on, and let's play a clip of A and 6. A came later, but it's 6 after that. We usually do numbers, but when something comes after, it's called ABC, so it's the next clip after that. And this is him saying, oh, it was the Israelis after my dad. They were undermining my dad. They were doing all this, and they kill any president doesn't do what they say, which I think to a certain extent, since Kennedy's true, but his dad's cabinet was the most Israeli ever, and the people have graphs and show all this, so the fact is, just because Trump's doing stuff bad doesn't mean now we do a victory tour with Hunter Biden. Here it is.
I'll give you this. I want you to look at the conspiracy. Go look up Gal Luft and Alexander Smirnov. They're the two principal individuals that made the only claim that people hung their hat in Congress and elsewhere as it relates to my dad and corruption, bribery and stuff like that. One of them is a fugitive from justice wanted by Interpol in the United States government, Gal Luft, who is a former IDF officer, who is believed to be living in Israel as a fugitive, which the Israelis will not help us locate. And the other one is Alexander Smirnov, who is a known Israeli intelligence agent. Those are the two people who was in a prison in the United States, so serving 6 years, and they can't find him. Bureau of Prison can't find him in his prison, in the prison. He is on furlough, but no one knows where he's been furloughed to. The only passport that he has is an Israeli passport. There are forces that you feel unsafe in the United States of America because you disagree with the current administration on a issue that 70% of Americans agree with you on.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop the wholesale murder of a population in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, whatever you think about my father's policy as it relates to, I always say to people, you know, one thing he didn't do, he didn't green light to turn Gaza into a Trump golf course. You know, with the maitre d' being Jared Kushner with $4 billion in Saudi money.
It's despicable.
Despicable.
Yeah. Despicable, tasteless, indefensible.
And it's not a joke, though, is my point.
It wasn't a joke, and that is the deal.
And that's what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
literally doing. And by the way, they're doing it out in the open. I mean, it's not as if they're hiding it in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a problem, not you. Well, you too, but they had a problem with me as being this emblematic emblem of corruption. These guys, okay, Don Jr. got the single largest loan guarantee from the Department of Defense ever handed out of over $600 million for an energy company, a fusion energy company, of which he has zero experience in. Jared Kushner, who's never run a private equity fund, has now a $4 billion private equity fund with 80% of the money coming from the Middle East, of which he continues to raise as he is the ambassador at large on behalf of the Trump administration, not as a political appointee, but simply as a son-in-law of the president,
mm-hmm.
to come to a peace deal of a war in Iran that they started that has cost the economy billions and billions of dollars for a war nobody wanted. That every president before him, was pressured by the Israelis to get into. And every single one, regardless of what
you think.
All right,
let's stop there. Here's what's so painful about this. There is record-level insider trading by Trump now. He didn't do it the first term. It's true. The Democrats are just as guilty or more guilty overall. But the idea that his dad was a part of the Epstein class, when his own daughter's diary confirms, said, Dad, you know, raped me in the shower, him trying to get a facelift off of Trump's corruption is totally disgusting. Joe Biggs.
Yeah, I mean, but look at what it's done, though. It's even got people like Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi, or not Nancy Pelosi, but Elizabeth Warren and some others that call for, you know, any politician that does any kind of insider trading to be, you know, thrown in jail. You know, it's kind of flipped the tables now. It's even got these people to come out and say the one thing we've been saying for a long time. I'll be honest. I've never seen Candace Owens on anything before. I've never watched her. I have zero. I live in a world where if I don't like someone or what they have to say, I just don't go pay attention to it, you know, and that's it. I leave it at that. But Hunter Biden it's shocking to have a person like that on your show that you want to bring in to discuss stuff like that when he's been part of just as bad, if not worse, behavior, and using his dad to make money and his position in the White House.
Oh, yeah, he tells her in the clips, he goes, I meant to play them all today. I'll do it tomorrow. Or I'm doing a Saturday show tomorrow, by the way, folks, 1 o'clock Central. He says, go over my laptop, there's nothing there. Well, I went over it, a lot of it. It was tens of thousands of things. It's little kids in bed with him. It's him doing all this stuff. It's him on crack. It's him going, the head of Chinese intelligence has been missing for 2 months. He gave me millions of dollars for my daddy. I mean, it's all on there, and he's like, there's nothing there. What are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing, though. I live in what's called reality, and we live in a two-party system. That's it. You know, I'd rather have Trump as president than I would Kamala Harris. I think the world would be probably in unlimited wars. We'd have no money. We'd probably all be killing each other in the streets right now.
And idiots will say that you're an idiot, you're glazing Trump. No, he's the lesser of two evils, but we're trying to get him back in line. That's the whole point.
Yes, and that's why it's every American's job to use that freedom, that First Amendment, and to go on there and be like, please, President Trump, I love a lot of the things that you're doing. Here's some things I have issues with. Let's discuss this. Here's where you're wrong on this. This is where I think you should correct action here, and let's get back on track, and let's get America back to being dominant again. Instead, you know, we're fighting over chips and things like that with China. We've got this stuff with Taiwan, a hair away from, just being a disaster. We have enough issues that we need to worry about, but it's Americans' rights. It's their obligation. We came to this country for that reason, because you couldn't criticize the king without being thrown.
Well, that's right. And then Trump's big problem is he attacks his most hardcore supporters, like MTG or others, when they just disagree with him on some issue like the Iran war. So let's go to this clip. Here's Hunter joking. We didn't know the camera's going about Epstein Island. Sounds like a lot of fun. Here it is.
Unpopular opinion. If there was no underage kids at Epstein Island.
Nice place to go.
Yeah.
I can't believe you suckered me into saying that. Like that.
Well, no, we'll get that.
Yeah, that's going to be the whole interview.
Well, no, I've always
Hunter said Biden says.
There's something right now. He is on cocaine or meth during these interviews. He is lit up.
I would say meth. As someone who just came out of the Bureau of Prisons system, I know what meth looks like. And, as someone who's from Florida, I know what cocaine looks like and what people are like on that. That's definitely a meth face, and his attitudes. He's twitchy and moving all over the place. He's already struggled with stuff like that. So, I believe that he's always methed out. He needs to get hooked on phonics. He needs to find Jesus.
I hear you. What do you think Candace Owens is thinking, having Harvey Weinstein on as a facelift, Hunter Biden on as a facelift? Because I want to be clear, I'm not some guy bashing Trump because I'm particularly a Democrat, but I do think some of these people that are on Trump all the time, they've decided, oh, the Democrats can get back in power, I'm going to roll over.
Well, Candace goes whichever way the wind's blowing. I mean, look at who Candace Owens was in the beginning. She was doxing Trump supporters, and then somehow magically overnight became, this quintessential person to go to for the who's who and MAGA, and I go away to jail and everything's fine, and when I come back it's like everything's been hijacked by these crazy retarded bastards that don't know what the hell's going on, and all they do is just kiss ass, and they don't tell the truth about anything. They lie for anybody, and it just blows my mind. Candace is the kind of person, and I've always said this, I don't trust anything she has to say. You look at her past, and she flip-flops more than David Hasselhoff. I mean, she's back and forth on every little issue, and I just don't, as soon as it's cool to like Trump again or something like that, she'll jump right back on that and go that way, and she'll get sponsors, she'll trade her sponsors out that are, Democrats, and she'll go back to Republican sponsors, and that's how a lot of these people are. And it's disgusting, and these people don't have an original thought of their own. They're just there to make money any way they can. You have to have morals. You have to have a direction, a moral compass in your life, and stick on that and stay on that course. A lot of people out there pretending to be Christians, but they are just saying that. They wear crosses, and they think that that's what it is. But that's not being a Christian. Being a Christian is being Christ-like and knowing that you're not perfect and trying to stay on that path and being honest. And when you do change your mind, explain your thought process on that instead of just magically changing direction and going and telling everybody a different thing. Explain why you've changed your mind on something like that, then stick with it. And I just don't see that anymore. There's too many people like an empty bag in the wind, like that stupid, horrible Katy Perry song. I don't know why that popped in my head, but I think it's because I just watched that movie, The Interview, the other day.
Well, I'm not trying to bash Candace, but man, I'd love Hunter. Like, let's ask Hunter on. He won't do it. I would tear the hell out of him. I just couldn't imagine, giving a Republican or Democrat a softball interview.
Yeah, well, be careful. He's hopped up on meth, man. Those guys can fight pretty good when they're methed up like that. He gives them like super, human retard strength.
I meant kick his ass verbally. He probably would.
Hey, that would be some. No, no, man. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see you battle him. That'd be great.
Now, I used to be a tough son of a bitch, but at 52, things start slowing down. I'm not. Yeah. I'd win the fight, probably have a heart attack though. So I don't know that.
Well, hey, at least your wit hasn't slowed down, or your mental acuity and ability, man. You're still doing great.
I'm just lucky I've gotten older, because used to somebody road rage or get in my face, and I had to buck up. Now somebody gets in my face, I'm just like, okay, whatever you say, buddy. You know, like,
I mean, at the top of the ladder, you know, the top of the pyramid here for the Proud Boys, you know, so to say, I mean, we've all kind of slowed down quite a bit. I mean, we're not the party animals like we used to be. I mean, a lot of us are just more chilled out and relaxed now, and it's kind of weird, you know. As you get older, you start to find what's really important. You start to focus on different things. You start to put aside childish things and really start focusing on like a future for yourself and for your spawn, your children. And you want things to be better. And you also,
well, that's because the hangovers hurt more than they used to. And cornbread and ice tea taking the place of pills and 40 proof.
Yeah. I drink a Coca-Cola and my ass jiggles for a week, you know, not in a good way.
Yeah. Well, in closing, Joe, we got it. When I launch the new network, when the network's launched, we got to get the funds in, bigger studios getting built. We want you to do a show with us, at least on the weekend, probably every day, or be a correspondent. We're going to really crank this. Sir. I know you want to work with us. We want to work with you too. We love you. And, it's paradoxical. Trump did the right thing for you. Then I want to I feel bad bitching, but he's doing bad stuff. So I gotta say something.
Well,
so.
I mean, like I said, I think the clear-headed American out there, the clear-headed human being out there understands that it's okay to go, hey, this is good, but also this is bad. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. And I also want to say this. I love you, Zach. I love you, Ethan, Dominic, Enrique. You guys are heroes. You're warriors. You've been through this with me in the trenches fighting. I love you all, and no group of guys I'd rather be with. I love you guys.
Man, I felt so sorry for all you guys. Because I was there in our planning meetings at the so-called master meetings at the, what was that hotel? The Willard or something?
Oh, shoot. I can't even remember. It's been so long. There's so many things I had to block out just because I didn't want to think
about
it.
We're all up there worried about Andy was going to attack. We'd had rallies like 500,000 people a month before there in D.C. They attacked us. We were all worried. We weren't planning some plot. I knew it was, and then they said we were at that meeting and plotting stuff.
You know, Kelly Meggs, this guy, I got a chance to meet a lot of these Oath Keepers. You know, when we were in trial, we were in different jails, you know, but we had a lot of the trials happening, kind of coming. Theirs was coming to an end. Ours was beginning. Since I've been home, I've been on a lot of speaking gigs with Kelly Meggs, which is one of the top Oath Keeper guys. Him and his wife, met them. They're great people. Stuart Rose, that whole crew, you know, a lot of those guys are good, upstanding guys. You know, I didn't really get a chance to know them. I'd worked with the Oath Keepers a lot back. Remember when I was working with you and I was in Ferguson, I had a team of Oath Keepers running security for me when I was all alone out there in the streets when it was getting dangerous and the riots were heating up. So, you know, I'm glad this is happening for these men and their families. They deserve it. They've kept their heads high. They didn't bend under pressure. They didn't buckle. They didn't say, you know, F it all and take their lives. They sat there. They batted down the hatches, and they fought because they knew they didn't do anything
wrong
that way. Well,
that totally freaked the left out, that they tried to get all you guys to flip on Trump, and you wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I told the prosecutors from day one, don't even come to my cell. Don't call my lawyer. Don't ask me. I'm not flipping. I'm not taking any hand-me-downs. If I got 17, 18 years, whatever it is, I'll do it. You know, it is what it is. But I'm glad that the DOJ has now seen this, that it's a mistake, that it was all a setup and a cover-up, and I'm glad these men stayed strong with me. And what better group to have served in this time with than these men right here. And
it almost
convinces
me to back Trump right now, but then he's got the Epstein cover-up and the war, so I'm just beside myself because the Democrats are so horrible. All right, Joe Biggs, what's the best place for people to find you? That'd be on Instagram at Real Rambo Biggs, and on X, The Hated One 01.
Yep, that's actually what Job means in Hebrew, The Hated One. Job means that, and that was my nickname in the club before January 6th. I thought that was kind of interesting that was the case, because the story we went through was much like Job, having everything stripped from us and taken from us and put through the fire and come out on top. And here we are, vindicated. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, InfoWars, everyone watching at home. I love you guys. Thanks, Alex.
We are the InfoWar. It's called AlexJonesLive.com now, but the InfoWar belongs to all you. Thank you, Joe Biggs. Talk to you soon. Harrison Smith takes over now. Be sure and join us and share the live feeds. You're the Paul Revere's. We're counting on you. Have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products, the ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off, so stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design, Don't Tread on Me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air in the fight against the tyrants.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.